just when I thought I was out, they pull me back in. Paul Coglio. You run this motherfucking shit. Paul Coglio. You run this motherfucking shit.
Why are you so angry?
First of all, ain't nothing wrong with me. Secondly, I'm not angry. Okay? I'm not angry.
You seem angry right now.
No, I'm not angry. This is how I am. I don't have no hostility at all.
But do you have to be in control all the time of everything?
I don't have to be in control all the time. I ain't got no problem with that.
Then why do you get so angry?
I don't get angry. I keep trying to tell you and that jerk that I do not get angry. If somebody do something to me, I do something to them. That's just common sense.
So you believe in getting even?
Hey, I could, yeah.
Why do you feel the need that you gotta get somebody all the time? It's like, get them. You don't think that's angry?
If they got me, I gotta get them. Yeah, that's what it is.
Well, what you call getting got is a whole lot different than what other people call getting got. It doesn't take much to get you, does it?
Well, when you're getting got and somebody done got you and you go get them, when you get them, everybody gonna get got.
Yeah, but if you get somebody that you say got you when they didn't get you to begin with, then you're getting the gotters when they didn't do anything to you.
Yeah,
to
but
get
if
you.
The gotter get me, I'm gonna get my Glock.
Person in America is the black woman. The most unprotected person in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman.
The strong black woman is dead. On August 12, 1999, at 11:55 p.m., while struggling with the reality of being a human instead of a myth, the strong black woman passed away. Medical sources say she died of natural causes, but those who knew her know she died from being silent when she should have been screaming, milling when she should have been raging, from being sick and not wanting anyone to know because her pain might inconvenience them. She died from an overdose of other people clinging to her when she didn't even have energy for herself. She died from loving men who didn't love themselves and could only offer her a crippled reflection. She died from raising children alone and for not being able to do a complete job. She died from the lies her grandmother told her mother and her mother told her about life, men, and racism. She died from being sexually abused as a child and having to take that truth everywhere she went every day of her life, exchanging the humiliation for guilt and back again. She died from being battered by someone who claimed to love her, and she allowed the battering to go on to show she loved him too. She died from asphyxiation, coughing up blood from secrets she kept trying to burn away instead of allowing herself the kind of nervous breakdown she was entitled to, but only white girls could afford. She died from being responsible because she was the last rung on the ladder and there was no one under her she could dump on. The strong black woman is dead. She died from multiple births of children she never really wanted but was forced to have by the strangling morality of those around her. She died from being a mother at 15 and a grandmother at 30 and an ancestor at 45. She died from being dragged down and set upon by unevolved women posing as sisters. She died from pretending the life that she was living was a Kodak moment instead of a 20th century. She died from tolerating Mr. Pitiful just to have a man and the house. She died from lack of orgasms because she never learned what made her body happy and no one took the time to teach her. And sometimes when she found arms that was tender, she died because they belonged to the same gender. She died from sacrificing herself for everybody and everything when what she really wanted to do was to be a singer, a dancer, and some magnificent other. She died from lies of omission because she didn't want to bring the black man down. She died from race memories of being snatched and raped and snatched and sold and snatched and bred and snatched and whipped and snatched and worked to death. She died from tribute from her counterpart who should have been matching her effort instead of showering her with dead words and empty songs. She died from myths that would not allow her to show weakness without being chastised by the lazy and hazy. She died from her real feelings until they became hard and bitter enough to invade her womb and breast like angry tumors. She died from always lifting something from heavy boxes to refrigerators. The strong black woman is dead. She died from the punishments received from being honest about life, racism, and men. She died from being called a bitch for being verbal, a dyke for being assertive, and a whore for picking her own lovers. She died from never being enough for what men wanted, or being too much for the men she wanted. She died from being too black, and died again for not being black enough. She died from castration every time somebody thought of her as only a woman, or treated her like less than a man. She died from being misinformed about her mind, her body, and the extent of her royal capability. She died from knees pressed too close together because respect was never part of the foreplay that was being shoved at her. She died from loneliness in birthing rooms and aloneness in abortion centers. She died of shock in courtrooms where she sat alone, watching her children being legally lynched. She died in bathrooms with her veins bursting open with self-hatred and neglect. She died in her mind fighting life, racism, and men, while her body was carted away and stashed in a human warehouse for the spiritually mutilated. And sometimes when she refused to die, when she refused to give in, she was killed by the lethal images of blonde hair, blue eyes, and flat butt. Rejected by the OJs, the Quincys, and the Poitiers. Sometimes she was stomped to death by racism, sexism, executed by high-tech ignorance, while she carried the family in her belly, the community on her head, and the race on her back. The strong, silent, talking black woman is dead. Or is she still alive and kicking?
The most disrespected person in America is the black woman.
The most unprotected person
in America is the black woman. The most neglected person in America is the black woman. And as Muslims, the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us to respect our women and to protect our women. And the only time a Muslim really gets real violent is when someone goes to molest his woman. We will kill you for our woman. I'm making it plain. Yes. We will kill you for our woman.
All right, y'all. Welcome back, man. I need to know if I got sound. I forgot. I don't know if my mic is open or not. Give me a mic check, Swank, or somebody come in and just say, yeah, we hear you, Don. Tell me I'm unmuted. Oh, shit. Hold up. Let me make sure. Okay, Sugar P, you hear me? All right. All right, man. So, okay, tell me you got the coffee and shit, bitch. 333. I need an astrologist. Right about now, I need a motherfucker to read. I need a reading. I need an astrologist. Goddamn, still waiting on Rosy Roz to give me my, hold on, let's hear what Neff has to say. Hold up. Oh, damn, it won't let me. That's strange. Fuck. Anyway, yeah, I would like a reading. Great day, Sugar P. I'm glad you're still hanging with us, man. It's the birthday bash. You feel me? Kind of boring and shit because I'm not in my zone and shit. What's funny, boo?
What you said? One of the most boring. Right.
One of the most boring birthday bash ever, man. Around this bitch.
That's true. You're not your element, though. Yeah. I mean, so to speak.
I'm what?
So you're not in, you know, in your surroundings, so to speak, your total element. You're doing it from, you know, you're not inside.
Yeah, man, I ain't got my toys yet, so, you know, I'm
right.
In the car. Yeah. Because I can't smoke in the goddamn house and shit. Ain't that some
right,
bullshit?
You know. Right. Well, just you and I at a party right now. What? Shit.
That's some old fuck ass shit, though.
Hey, you know.
Hey. Yeah, so Anyway, Neff, man, like, you know what I'm saying, you've been good. Everybody been great, right?
Yes. Indeed. You know me, I ain't got shit to complain about, so. I mean, I did, you know. I know shit. I mean, shit's right. Just moving, you know. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? I can't. I don't know. The life is just life. It's cool. It's moving. It's going. You know. I'm thankful. Shit. I don't know. You know. Always some shit to get better at, improve at. I don't know. That's how I see it. The
Jay-Wayne, you
water.
Good?
What water? I'm talking about the water.
I'm about to say the seas, the water is calm right now. It was, you know, right now. Just make sure I'm navigating right. That's all. Me and Rightly got it.
Man, well, I had another death in the family. Anybody care to know? Damn cat died. Kitty died.
Kitty.
Yeah.
Kitty
died, and, well, she just died, I think, today. But Doc took her ass to the emergency. Doc took her to an animal hospital. Then had to transfer her ass to a real hospital, to UGA. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, Kitty. Yeah. And I was so pissed because I didn't know that shit. You know what I'm saying? So all this was going on. So it's probably about 11 o'clock he called me. He at the fucking hospital filling out papers. And I'm like, what the fuck? Are you fucking serious, Doc? Why you just didn't let the damn cat out to die, motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Like, are you fucking kidding me? Because I'm talking about, I'm thinking about their money. You know what I'm saying? Like, motherfucker, you know this shit costing, motherfucker. I'm already, like, the fuck, who does that dumbass shit?
Oh, man.
If the hospital was free and shit, excuse me, Death, if the hospital was free and shit, then I wouldn't give a fuck. But, motherfucker, this shit here gonna start costing every day that bitch in that motherfucker gonna cost me my future, nigga. Like, the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? So then, goddamn, this nigga all in filling out papers and shit. He all calm. I'm losing my fucking mind. Like, nigga, you dumb motherfucker, you. Then I hear a lady come back to his ass while I'm on the phone. Like, nigga, this shit made no fucking sense. Lady come back to him. It feel like that nigga was in a real hospital and shit. She was like, you know, because Zach was like, I'm waiting to see the doctor and all of that. Talk to the doctor, see what the doctor saying, shit. And then, man, I'm just like, what the fuck? Then Doc like, you hear him? And I was like, no, I don't hear him and shit. He trying to include me to this shit. This is what did it, man. I'm talking mad shit. Like, man, why you just didn't let the bitch out the house, man, so she can go find the woods and die in? Next thing I know, I hear the doctor say, when he say, did you hear this time? And the bitch say some shit like, how do you want to play this out? Like, if her heart stops, do you want us to resuscitate or do not? And then Doc like, did you hear that time? I said, man, what now? What the fuck is, what the, I said, man, who, what the fuck can I say to that? Like, this nigga on the we shit. Like, no, nigga, that's a you shit. That is not a we. Like, yo, like, now you done included me. Now the, y'all waiting to give, hear my answer and shit. I'm on speaker and shit. Like, what the fuck, like, now I got to participate in this shit. Man, I was like, I said, the lady said, so what does she plan on doing? What does she want to do? So I'm like this and shit. I'm like, man, I ain't even finna answer that shit. That's all I said back to Doc and that bitch in the hospital. I said, man, I'm not finna even answer to that shit. I do not, like, the fuck? Like, man, what the hell? Like, this shit cannot be real right now, man. I don't spend so much fucking money for no fucking reason. Here this old nigga go taking this bitch to one hospital, transferring her to another fucking hospital that has better motherfucking health care or whatever the fuck it is. I'm like, what the fuck? So Doc said, yeah, resuscitate. I'm like, oh, my goodness. Maybe I said the shit. I don't even fuck. I was like, oh, fuck. I don't even want to answer that question, man. If I say no, goddamn it, then I killed the damn fucking cat. If I say yes, then my bank account get less. Like, the fuck? Like, I'm in a bad situation with this shit. Like, what the fuck? Either way, I'm a lose. I'm something bad. Something bad going to happen if I do this shit. Nothing good coming from this motherfucker. Oh, my goodness. Lord have mercy, man. Thank you, J1, Doc Trifling. So, anyway, next thing I know, right, I'm getting, like, the next day, I'm getting, like, messages from Wells Fargo and shit. Count balance is negative. Count balance is now $900-and-something negative. I'm like, what the fuck going on around this bitch? I check the motherfucker. I go to the goddamn statements and shit. It showed that the first hospital he took her to was $1,000, and the one she at now was $300, we are not doing that, was $3,000 fucking dollars. Like, it was $4,000 fucking dollars. And I'm like, Doc, what the fuck, nigga? You spent $5,000 on the motherfucking cat that's going to die, nigga. I'm mad as a motherfucker right now. Like, yo, I'm like, nigga, what the fuck? I'm pissed. And mind you, this old slow-ass nigga didn't know that Don is prophetic now, okay? You feel me? So, like, a week before that, I'm giving him a long-ass teaching on how dumbass people, especially crackers, be doing stupid shit like this with their animals and shit. This nigga didn't even get it. Nigga, you're not supposed to be doing that dumbass shit. This bitch ain't paid. No, this, first of all, this bitch ain't leave us no money. No life insurance, no fucking nothing. It wasn't like she was a working show animal or some shit. Like, we made money off this goddamn cat. Like, yo, it's like, so today, nigga, this motherfucker text me on my walk and say the bitch died today. Right? I ain't called the nigga for that. Hours later, I called the nigga because I wanted to know that he learned anything from Dr. York today. He gonna mention we in this conversation. You know I don't play with that we shit. That nigga said, well, I talked to the hospital. They called me and told me Kitty died and want to know what we want to do. And here's the options. I can come get her and bury her. So I told them that we will bury her. I said, where the fuck you going to bury the goddamn dog at? We ain't got no pet cemetery, motherfucker. I said, if you don't leave that goddamn motherfucker there, I said, motherfucker, we being charged every goddamn second, nigga. Like, the fuck is this shit? And then he said, and then they suggest that we can do a, we can get her cremated. And they can send the ashes to us. And or the third option is they will cremate her and they'll have a ceremony at the hospital and the little chapel or whatever. And we can be a part of the ceremony. I said, Doc, stop with that we shit, motherfucker. Like, yo, this shit costing and the bitch is dead and they still trying to get some fucking money. Like, the fuck is this shit? Like, yo, I'm fucking like, what the fuck is this shit? Damn, motherfucker. When I tell you I done spent damn near close to close to $80,000. I ain't gonna need front, and I'm not saying it in a good way. I'm glad I got had $80,000 to fucking spend. But shit, at the end of, but on bullshit at that, like I said, I put my money on this goddamn house, and I ain't want the fucking house, and now they don't want to give me my fucking money back. Then I had to goddamn live out two Airbnbs. You know what I'm saying? Then I just gave another goddamn, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, it's a lot of fucking money, bitch, let alone all the other expenses that I already got. You know what I'm saying? That I already got to fucking keep up and shit. It's like, what the finuck, okay? Now, nigga, you gonna give a fucking cat. Look, that just 4 + 1 = 5. This is when the cat is in ICU. They ain't finished billing a motherfucker yet. You feel me? They gonna charge for every goddamn thing they done did to this motherfucker, and the motherfucker still died, and they gonna charge for whatever the fuck else. Lord have mercy. Goddamn. So anyway, you listening, Twain? Y'all listening? So Sananda says I'm insensitive. I say, is that the word, insensitive? Yeah. She said you insensitive. I said, I'm not insensitive, bitch. You know what I'm saying? I'm just trying to figure out why the fuck this nigga doing this dumbass shit. She said, well, you got to understand that Doc, he lived by himself. Ain't nobody there in that damn house. This the only motherfucker he knows is that goddamn cat. And he grieving, and you goddamn cussing this motherfucker out doing dumbass shit, right? And I said, look, shout it. I'm not, like, really, like, I'm really, like, not, like, doing that. Like, the fuck? I'm not doing that. You know what I'm saying? I'm just goddamn, I'm a little pissed off that the motherfucker didn't consult with me first. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Because you would have consulted with me first, nigga. I would have told you, take the bitch outside. She'll have enough energy to find some woods and just, croak there. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, really, motherfucker, like, nigga, every dollar count around this bitch. You know what I'm saying? I done fucked up so much goddamn money, goddamn out of emotional spending. Here this old supposed to be man and shit. You know what I'm talking about? Supposed to be man, level-headed and shit. Supposed to be the head to think better when the bitch losing her motherfucking mind. You feel what I'm saying? And got Doc ass with this hoe-ass shit, him. Anyway. And Kitty old as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Okay, Kitty. Doc was with me, right? Doc flew back to Georgia. Went back to the house way late, found Kitty on the ground, damn near, whatever, and rushed her to the house too. And then to the other house too. Her sugar twink, Kitty's sugar was goddamn 800. A cat sugar should be 80. This bitch sugar was 800. She was damn near in a coma, you feel me? You know what I'm talking about? Kitty damn near older than you, Twain. How old are you, Twain? You know what I'm saying? Kitty old as fuck. You feel me? Poor Kitty. Anyway. So, she told me Doc was grieving, and I didn't believe it. I said, man, that's some bullshit, man. Tell me that shit ain't real. But I called Doc. After talking to Sananda, she's saying I was insensitive. And I said, Doc, Sananda said that I'm insensitive and that you're grieving. So I got to ask, are you grieving over Kitty? And the nigga was like, yeah, a little bit. Yo, I called Fernanda back. She was, I told her, she was like, then when I write, then I write. I said, man, Lord, have mercy, man. That's all, man, yeah, man. It's just, what the fuck, man? Like, I'm already fucking shit up, okay? This nigga gonna top it off by fucking, I mean, we talking about financially, the finance, the money and shit. I'm just being a girl. I just want to tell you right now, every restaurant know I exist, okay? Uber Eats like, Nicole, were you ready for another one? Yes, bitch. I done spent so much, and I don't even eat the fucking food. As soon as it come, I trash that shit. Like, I'm just being a dumbass right now. Last thing we need is two dumbasses to be a dumbass. You know what I'm saying? Last thing we need is two dumbasses in the goddamn bed together. I tell you, that shit is not gonna fucking work. Two dumb motherfuckers, man. Like, are you fucking kidding? Can I listen? I'm the woman, man. I'm supposed to do dumbass shit. With money, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm supposed to do dumb shit. Like, we not supposed to be doing this shit together, man. Like, the fuck? Yeah, so, shit, man. That's my shit. Raymond, do you want to say, John, I'm here for you. But you got dead cat and ass shit. Oh, my goodness, man. Insensitive and shit. A lot of money thong being thawed out the door, especially with my dumb ass, man. Here is motherfucker. God damn it. That total house bill, motherfucker. I told Doc, I said, make sure you put everything in your fucking name at that hospital, motherfucker. Don't give them no, don't give them my social security number, not the fucking nothing. God damn it. Like, don't give them shit about my ass, because I ain't paying them motherfuckers a goddamn thing. Some bullshit here. I have done some dumb ass. I've never, this, so far, this whole year, I have fucked, I done, I, my only regret is fucking off the fucking money. Like, I have never fucked off money a day in my fucking life, but this whole year, I have money regrets. Like, what the fuck, why the fuck did I do that dumb ass shit? Why did I do that dumbass shit? Why did I do that dumbass shit? It's just all been over money, man. Like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to save my daddy life. I had this nigga transported to another hospital, which was about $5,000, and the nigga died the next goddamn day. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, what the fuck, dumb shit? Why? What the fuck is wrong with me? Why am I doing dumbass shit? I've been fucking up ever since, like, before that, though, because my dumb ass paid $40,000 cash on the fucking car. Then that same car ends up getting financed. That shit is the most dumbest shit the fuck ever. It was like all this dumb fucking bullshit. Money. I ain't going to talk about the dumb shit I've been doing with food, but you get that shit. That's about it. Just stupid shit. I ain't never did nothing stupid like that. Damn, I just been doing dumb-ass motherfucking shit. Now I'm about to do some more dumb-ass shit. Yep. That my life, man. That my life, man. So look, let me tell you how stupid I am, right, Nanya? So my dumb ass trying to make up for all my losses, right? So So I have Fernanda send a letter out to Warrior and Tierra saying they'll no longer be on the Verizon bill. Like, that shit gonna get goddamn $100,000 back. I ain't gonna be able to pay y'all lines. Goddamn, that shit ain't goddamn gonna break nothing. But I said, fuck that. Tell them they're gonna have to get their own phone, get a new provider and all that. Like, that shit gonna help something. Like, y'all, I'm so fucking, like, losing it. I ain't never made no dumbass decision. Damn my goddamn life until this year. Everything just been stupid than a motherfucker. Stupid. Stupid, you hear me? They're dumb as fuck. Doc ain't do nothing bad, though. Doc ain't do nothing bad. I did that. I did the worst shit this whole year. I just been doing the dumbest shit. Doc get a pass for this shit. But you know what, though? Y'all know who been my rock? Doc has been my rock. I done fucked off so much dumbass, so much goddamn money, man, like stupid shit. But Doc, I'm impressed, though. This nigga has been my rock, though. This nigga see it all spiritually and not physically. Raymond, if it was your ass, nigga, you would have been goddamn slapped my ass, stomped the shit out of me, goddamn, cussed me the fuck out, blacked my fucking eye, stomped the hell out of me again, goddamn, called me a stupid bitch and all types of shit. Doc is like, this is just another school for you. And when you go through this, you're going to fucking be a teacher of it. Some old shit like that. Like, girl, yeah, I've been bringing Doc to me, man, because so, I needed some spiritual, I needed, you know, somebody that can see it another way and shit, you know? See it a higher way, you know? Yeah, so I'm impressed, though. He probably cussing me out of his head, though, ain't he, Plank? While he's saying, this is just a school, baby girl. This is something new to you, boo. He probably saying, stupid fucking bitch. I can't believe you did that stupid shit. But he better come out that mouth. That mouth better be right, though. The word better come out right. Goddamn right, this bitch. Because I'm Sophia, I will beat Hoppo ass. You hear me? You better watch your motherfucking mouth. I don't give a fuck how fucked up I am. I don't give a fuck what fucked up shit I did. You better make it sound like I'm doing sugar than shit. You better make it come out your mouth. I'm doing a good goddamn job fucking up shit. You better goddamn be highly pleased in the public eye, motherfucker. Highly pleased, baby. Yeah, it's been a motherfucker, though. Oh my goodness. It's been a motherfucker. And meanwhile, on the other side of town, my mama getting all the damn money and still say she ain't got none. You know, the grieving widow get the money, right? Kids don't get shit, right? Everybody don't send her a whole bunch of fucking money. This bitch still talking about she ain't got no fucking money. Still going around begging and shit. I'm like, what the fuck? God damn. It's a motherfucker, man. But, you know, out of everybody, I feel bad for my mother. Unless she lying to me. She a good liar. But I feel bad for her. My dad left her with nothing. He never filled out the life insurance paper. He never filled out, like, all the nigga been working, like, 80 years of his fucking life. He didn't fill out whatever form that is. The veteran side shit, he never filled that shit out. Everything was left incomplete. And then if he did fill it out, he never signed it, and he never put her name on it. All this crazy-ass shit, man. Social Security, it's terrible. I feel so bad for my mom. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, like, this is a motherfucker. And my mom crying to me, pissed off. All she's saying is he didn't want to fill it out when I bought him the papers. All he wanted to do is do that Dr. York shit. That's all she kept saying. All he wanted to do is do that Dr. York shit, man. She hurt. I feel so bad for her, you know? I feel really bad. Social Security doing her wrong. The insurance people doing her wrong. You know what I'm saying? An insurance letter came in and said that he gets $1 million or some shit, right? But come to find out, the nigga didn't finish it up all the way or some old crazy ass shit and didn't put her name on it or something like that, right? And now they telling her it's up to the state. It's up to the insurance people to decide whether to give it to the state or give it to her. I'm like, what the fuck, man? This shit here crazy. This motherfucker here. I just feel so bad, man. And ain't nothing I can do because goddamn self-preservation is a motherfucker, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not even in a position to, like, captain save a bitch. I goddamn need a captain to come save this bitch. I'm fucked up. I ain't fucked up, though. I'm floating, goddamn it. I ain't drowning around this bitch, but that's what I thought about. You know what I'm saying? Nanya, like, hell yeah, I would have signed his fucking name. What the fuck is you talking about? That nigga don't want to sign shit. I'm doing this Dr. York shit right now, bitch. I'll get to it. And never got to it. According to my mama, that's her side of the story. She's sticking to it, so. Yeah, Monique, man. I feel so bad, man. Like, I was having mixed feelings so much, and that's when that hate started coming back for that motherfucker. Then I found love in a game of pool with him. But during that time, man, I'm just like, what the fuck? Like, shit, daddy, you need to fix this shit. God damn, motherfucker. I hope it works out, though. She been battling all them motherfuckers, though. I was like, mama, you strong. She going toe-to-toe with all them fucking government motherfuckers, man. Everybody. Brother going to go after that goddamn money. You hear me? They tell her no, man. That bitch ain't playing. She gonna goddamn keep fighting. I don't know how to fight for money. I do not know how to fight. I don't know how to fight physically for money. You know what I'm saying? I don't know how to do that shit. I don't know how to do that shit. But yeah, man, you a sneaky bitch. Yeah, she should have said. And that's what she said, though. That's my mom. I should have just filled that shit out my damn self. That's what she say now. But yeah. It's a motherfucker, man. I feel bad for her. I feel so sorry for her. Yeah, Rick's, man. I feel bad. I mean, this bitch stayed with a man forever, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, and just man, it's amazing, kind of like she stayed with him, but did he really stay with her? You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn. Shit like that be scaring the shit out of me, man. I fucking told Dog, like, Dog, hurry up, sign on life insurance, man. Hurry up and get that Social Security, man. Put my name on everything, man. I'd be damned. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, You know what I'm saying? Like, look, Twain, I'm on the, I gave that nigga a whole goddamn devoted wife goddamn conversation. I've been devoted to you. Like, look, like, I'm going to let that nigga know, like, I've been devoted to you. I've been helping you with everything. You been this, I'm like your wife for real. Like, this ain't like, like, I'm just like, yo, what the fuck? Like, that's some scary ass shit, man. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's why, man, if a nigga the only provider, man, you goddamn fuck. Especially anybody like Monique, sister, and goddamn Brenda and shit, man. Like, that shit, like, what the fuck? Like, you know what I'm saying? You might have been throwing goddamn gas money here and there and paying a light bill, motherfucker. But when you die, nigga, goddamn, motherfucker. Like, that's the goddamn, where the death money at, boo? The check got to still come in around this bitch. Like, the fuck? She's with that man forever, man. Yeah, man, that's a motherfucker. Then I saw DMX and his fiance, they ain't get married, and now this bitch gets nothing. I'm just thinking, all that shit, like, man. Doc, man, you signed them papers yet? Send that shit on in, motherfucker. You make sure that my name on that, motherfucker. Did you get your Social Security benefit? Did you fill that shit out too, motherfucker? Put my name on that, motherfucker. What else, goddamn, I can think of? Anything you thought of that I might need, my name need to be on that bitch? Like, no, I'm saying everything, man. Like, what the fuck? Like, shit, now I understand why you get with somebody. You don't get with somebody because you love them. You don't stay that long with somebody because you love them. You stay that long till they die so you can goddamn walk away with the bag. You feel me? Like, I get that shit now. Like, it's about, like, why else would I'm going to be with you till you die if I ain't going to get nothing from it after you die? Like, I'm just analyzing all this shit like this now. Like, shit, death is important. You know what I'm saying? It ain't something that you goddamn ignore, motherfucker. You feel me? Like, death is for real, motherfucker. You feel me? Now, in my case, I got closed out of YouTube. My phone about to die. But in my case, I ain't leaving nobody with shit. You know what I'm talking about? For real. I ain't leaving nobody with nothing. Because I ain't got nothing any fucking way. You feel me? So I ain't leaving nobody with a goddamn thing. But the rest of it, I mean, I got me a man, like, nigga, I'll die first, it's all right. You die first, you got the motherfucker make sure I'm all right. I'm going to close out of YouTube for a minute, man. So, Twain, you got to tell, Twain, where you at? Come in, open your mic. So tell me who's typing, because I got to let my phone charge. I'm on you. That shit draining my damn battery, and the phone is charging. This shit suck like a motherfucker. So, yeah, man, that shit there kind of, like, scared the fucking bejeebles out of my motherfucking ass.
I'm here.
Okay, what my folks saying in the chat room, man, because I ain't got no eyes now. Oh, I could go get my iPad, huh?
Mm-hmm. Anybody saying that the last thing Monique said was, yeah, probably before I was born.
Yeah, man. I said, and then my mom asked me some shit like, do you believe in a family curse, a generation curse? I said, I strongly believe in that. And I know she was talking about money, because, yo, like, every time you think you about to get some goddamn money, man, we don't get shit in our family. I'm telling you, we are cursed. Everybody else be walking away with a fat-ass lump sum, no matter what. We don't get shit. Play the lottery, we lose. God damn it. We don't get no money. We don't get no 40 acres and a goddamn mule. We don't get shit. Nothing. Hold on. Put this bitch on speaker real quick. Yeah, we don't get shit, so.
It's some fucked up shit, man. Yeah, we our family cursed, man. When it comes to money, when it comes to lump sums, we don't get shit. We don't get no payout. My mama, when my mama mother passed, she had life insurance, she had all that shit. My mama was not on that shit. They were like, Brenda, you ain't getting shit. Like, I was like, damn. All her siblings walked away, got houses built, all types of shit off her mama. My mama didn't get, I said, yo, man, we can't win for losing. I ain't giving up nothing. I don't know what the fuck the contract was. But whatever the contract was, they literally said, y'all ain't getting shit. Nothing.
You got a caller on the line, John, 757-406.
Bring them in, boo. What's the caller name? Caller line, what, the who?
757-406.
757. Bring them on in, baby.
They open
hey,
my door.
Yeah, baby.
Hello? Oh, Dawn,
hey,
you called me on. This is Ricks.
What up, Mr. Ricks?
Hey. Been a minute, but how you been?
Say what, baby?
Yeah,
hold on, baby. I got to find a charger. Say what, baby?
It is so good to hear from you again.
I know, baby. I miss y'all, man, for real. But I've been doing live on Facebook. I don't know if you got Facebook.
Well, you know what? I do have Facebook, but I have a hard time getting in. My page was hacked, and, you know, it's been difficult getting back in since, so I might try to start a new page.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'll work.
Yeah, man. But, you know, it's just, you know, I've been busy with work and, you know, my wife expecting a child in December and a whole lot of shit going on.
Oh, okay. Y'all been fucking.
Yeah.
That's what's up. So how many babies y'all got already?
No, this will actually be the first one.
Oh, for real?
Yeah. At 40 years old, finally get a child.
Oh, shit, that's what's up, baby.
Yeah, man. Yeah,
at
man.
40.
But,
y'all mature enough, too, man. But look here. Y'all better not fuck up. I tell you that much, because, goddamn it, you won't be able to use your age to that baby. I can use
right.
my age. I can use my age to my children. They'd be like, Mama,
right.
you did us wrong when we got them. I said, first of all, bitch, you got to understand I was 18. That shit don't count. Like, but you can't do that. Like that baby gets born. You can't be like, first of all, y'all understand I was 45. I was 58.
Right.
That happened. Like, that shit is not
your vibe. Yo.
Yeah, so y'all motherfuckers better be.
Yeah, we gotta be on point and shit. Yeah, I know.
Yeah, goddamn. Make sure that motherfucker ain't holding no goddamn trials on y'all. Prosecution.
Right. Yeah, just want baby to be him or herself. I mean, I don't want the baby to, you know, have my kind of genes or whatnot. Just say, hey, you don't want to fuck up like me. So I'm like, you know.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
man. Y'all gotta get that shit. I gotta make sure that shit right. You can't beat the baby because y'all older. Y'all supposed to have more goddamn control and shit. You can't beat the motherfucker. You got to talk to it, talk some sense to it and shit. You can't be emotional. It's going to hold you responsible.
Y'all older
parents, man, you know, having children late like that, Y'all ain't gonna have no excuse. You just gonna have to say you sorry. I'm sorry, baby. I ain't know I did that. I hurt you like that. I'm sorry. I've never told my children sorry because I have to say, what year was that? That was 2000. Bitch, I was 22 years old. How the fuck I was supposed to know? I can get away with that shit. I said, bitch, I ain't saying I'm sorry. Bitch, I'm a child. My goddamn self. The hell did you come at? Fuck, I'm supposed to know this shit.
Yeah. Twink on the other line?
Yeah, Twink, Mike, here.
I'm here. What's good, right? How you doing? Great day.
Great day. How you been?
Doing my best. No complaints. All is good.
Yeah, that's what's up. You know, like I was telling you in the chat room, I was asking Zena, you know, where Twink at, you know, it's like, because we had the after party, and you was telling me, you know, she don't know where you at, so I was like, oh, okay.
But you asking the wrong person. Dude, I've been on the motherfucking hiatus. You're waiting in the water like everybody else for Dawn to bring her ass back.
Yeah, but y'all can still come to the house, man. Like, what the fuck? Y'all still supposed to come to the after party, man, conjure with each other. Y'all motherfuckers be like, hey,
Don
ain't there, fuck everybody.
Fuck everybody. Yeah, well, I got the after party now. I can still reach out to y'all there, but it's just, you know, I don't know what it is about, you know, us connecting on YouTube. I just got to get used to the after party, that's all.
Well, you know, the after party, I don't know what been going on in that motherfucker because I ain't been there, but I peep my head in, but on nothing be popping and shit. But Neff told me, she said, Zena played the hell out of that bitch you. She said, that bitch played goddamn millions of fucking bitch you videos and shit. every time I come in there, I hear some bitch you videos playing and shit, and I leave out and shit.
Yeah.
We're going to get that. We're going to get that after party back on and popping when I get forward, man.
Hey, take your time. You know, it's like just a minute ago, it's like, you know, it was like when you had a second to try to reconnect. I don't know, I had a little sensitive moment because I really love hearing from you and all that. So if I had a little sensitive moment on the comment section, I apologize.
No, baby, you don't have to, man. I mean, I understand. I just like to make a mockery out of everything. I'm a sick fuck. That's all.
Oh, it's all good. The problem.
Yeah, I'm a sick motherfucker.
Yeah, the problem with me sometimes I could be a little. Well, I have my funny days, but there are a few times where I could be a little too serious. Like, my wife is like, "Baby, you need to." Like loosen the fuck up sometimes.
Oh yeah, like, how you planning on pulling? How you pulling this shit off and you about to have a baby? Well, she about to have a baby. Like yeah, oh yeah, you gonna have to super, like, lighten up. I don't know, man. Maybe it's supposed to be the way that is. Maybe the child get to experience both type of sides and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like, if you ain't never lighten up, then how the fuck you gonna know to lighten up?
Right. Absolutely. You know, my wife's the funny one. I could be funny, but it's like all my life I've been too serious at times. And my dad said, "Son, crack a joke." I'm like, "Okay, let me think of one." Like, and he's like, "Son, you're taking too long." I was like, "Dad, I'm trying.
And you probably say it too serious. You probably say the joke too serious.
Yeah. is like his dad was like, well, goddamn,
yeah,
son,
people,
I'm gonna skip you.
But you know what? Some people are, you know, what I'm saying, like genetically serious, naturally fucking serious, and there's I don't like serious, but then I found out it means genuine. That's what it means. Genuine doesn't mean, you know, like someone stiff or hard or brute, you know what I'm saying, or firm or, you know what I'm saying? It just, it actually means genuine. Serious means genuine. So
right.
It's not right. What has been watered down and shit. You know?
Oh, yeah.
It means true, it means truthful and shit like that. Some words that's synonymous with serious is truthful. You know what I'm saying? Genuine.
Right.
Yeah. So, nah, you're just, as I remember the first time I ever heard this from Neff, you're just wallpaper.
Right.
Yeah, you're
right.
Just wallpaper. Yeah. That's what Neff said. D is like wallpaper. Now I get it. Like, so no, you're just wallpaper, and it's okay to be wallpaper.
Yeah, I am a wallpaper. I'm, you know, just, you know, I could be dry as, you know, I could be dry as a chip, I guess. I mean, I'm trying to figure out ways to be funny.
No,
or
you
loosen.
No, you. Yeah, you who you are, man. That's gonna work well with the you know, you and your wife looks like y'all are complete opposites and opposites attract. That's great.
Right. Yeah, it is.
So the baby, if the baby want, we're gonna use the word serious. If the baby want a serious side, it'll go to you.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's gonna have your chromosomes in it anyway, so shit. You know what I'm saying? We're probably gonna be like, "Mama,
right.
Man, you joking too much, man. Let me go to daddy, man, so I can get some straight shit." Like, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, you know, people from work wanted me to, you know, go with them and go out, on, you know, to drink, and I was like, I've never drunk before. It's like, dude, are you always like this? Are you always so squared up? I'm like, God damn, I don't drink. What the fuck?
because you don't drink. They think that's some queer ass shit. Man, some of us goddamn ain't never had that vice. I'm glad I never had that vice.
Oh. Yeah, man. It's like, you know, when I was, you know, talking with my coworkers, it was like, I was telling them, okay, let me be serious for 1 minute. And it's like, oh, Lord, here it is. What the fuck you gotta say now? And it was like, if you let me speak, I'll tell you. I'm like, oh, okay, here it is. It's gonna be boring. It's like, hurry the fuck up. And I was like, okay, never mind. Then y'all figure it out. Shit.
So how old is your wife?
She's actually 42.
How long y'all been married?
We've been married for 4.5 years.
Oh, okay. So y'all got married in a pretty, you know, in your 30s. How long y'all been together?
We've been together for 5.5 years.
Okay. So y'all got married a year later?
Yes.
Okay. And now her with a baby. When the baby do?
It's due December
23rd. Oh, okay. That's a
good. Oh, yeah. It's like a close to Christmas time, but, you know, by that time we'd be moving into our new.
Do y'all new house and shit? Y'all about to get it. See how they upgrade, you lame ass niggas? See, baby, comment, new house. You see how this shit goes? Stupid motherfucker. God damn it. God damn. I can't have babies in the same goddamn house in one room. Like, motherfucker, upgrade, nigga. It's another baby. You eating it, motherfucker. Upgrade, Charlotte.
Yeah,
okay, be in
yeah.
Apartment. Baby need a yard. Baby need a yard, baby.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's like, That's all I've been thinking about, Don. It's like, okay, what clothes to get? What crib to get? It's like, how he or she going to be? This or that. I was like, damn, it's like my mother-in-law was like, Raymond, you have to calm down, relax, take it easy, take it one day at a time. We all know how serious you can get sometimes. I'm like, yeah. It's like, oh, and she was like, I can see the sweat coming off your forehead right now. Just like, here's a paper towel, go dry up. I'm like, okay, cool.
Wow. So I wonder what they call that. I know I've seen that, but I thought that was only in TV where the man overthinks and shit. What they fucking need? What type of stuff? Gonna need this, gonna need that. But what's the personality trait that is? I don't know what it is, but I don't know. So, but how's the mom, though? Like, is she ain't overthinking like you. She already, like, you know, matter, man. You just get that motherfucker sleep in the bed with us, so all I give a fuck.
Like, yeah. Especially my mom. She's, like, she real cool, but it's like, hey, son, hey, as long as you're taking care of you, hey, I don't give a fuck. But my mom is a sweetheart. She is. She really is. It's like, if you look at her, she's like 62 years old and look like she in her 30s. It's like, what the fuck you been eating and drinking so I could get like you? I'm like, well, goddamn, you haven't seen me in like a few weeks or whatnot. If you know, if you stop stressing out all the time, then maybe you can look young. I'm like, okay, well, damn.
So look, yeah. I would give you some advice as the mother-in-law and the mother, your mother. Just stay out the way. Just keep working, keep providing. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Normally,
right.
We have like natural mother instinct on everything. So, you know, it ain't, you know, so you don't have to overthink. Just do you, like your mother said. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yes,
right.
Just do you. It's going to work out naturally because this is a natural occurrence. You know what I'm saying?
Right. You're absolutely right.
Yeah. So you don't have to think about it. Just keep doing what you've been doing.
Absolutely. I'm going to definitely take your advice, Dawn.
Yeah. And if she don't want to be bothered with your ass, I'm be like, what the fuck did I do? Are we losing it? Or am I loving you? Like, you know what I'm saying? Because this is a very, you know, what's the word? Tender, very tender moment now that she's with child. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Delicate. That's the word I'm looking for. And the last thing we need is a goddamn nigga in the way with his undelicate ass. So, yeah, it's a very delicate. Like, you know what I'm saying? So be gentle. Be delicate. Don't think anything. You know what I'm saying? Empty all thoughts. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. And just be, because that woman, that mother with child is she needs to dedicate the, you know, the months and all of that with the right shit for her. You know what I'm saying? You just got to make sure she's doing great as long as you're not in the way.
That's right.
That you need.
That's right.
Yeah, that's very key because you don't know how she personality changes and all of that. She may not even like your ass no more.
Yeah, I
can see. Yeah, she may not even like you. She probably losing likes and shit, man. And we talking about December. Let me see. And where y'all at? We in July, August, September, October, November,
July.
December. Oh, shit. So she's like 4 months fucking pregnant. Yeah, it's about to be a whole nother. It's about to be a whole nother person coming her.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, might as well be ready for it.
Yeah. And you know what I'm saying? 42, you got up and pregnant and shit, man. Like, what the fuck? Like, might be a lot. So just be gentle. Just be very, very gentle.
Gotcha.
You know, yeah, calm your mind. Calm your thoughts and just be there.
whenever she
cool.
needs you. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, because I'm going to tell you, man, a child could make or break a relationship.
You know, it can. It can.
Yeah.
I know a few of my friends that, you know, when things didn't go well, then, you know, them and their wife, they divorced. So I don't want it to happen. So I just try to, you know, just let nature take its course, do my part. She do her part. And then we come together, be there for the child, and, you know, just
yeah.
take it from there. Yeah.
Yeah, man. Yeah. All right. We done seen it. I change every goddamn time. And sometimes it's interesting because sometimes babies bring people together, but most times they bring people apart.
They do.
Yeah. And she, you know, I see Twain. I think it's Twain saying she ain't your woman no more. She your mother.
Right.
Yeah, that's gonna be something interesting too because, you know, no one has ever had this type of level of knowing. You know what I'm saying? Everybody's so excited about the baby. You know what I'm saying? And but they don't have the level of knowing. Like, damn, like. Like, is she going to be a mother or is she going to be my wife? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And then you have to ask
right.
yourself, do you want a mother for your child or do you want a wife for your dick?
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That's a good question. Yeah.
And women tend to get confused because now she has to please both, but eventually something's going to get neglected. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Something's going to end
right.
up being neglected. So, yeah, which I'm telling you, which is why, you know, when I chose to be a mother, because that shit won't work in being a wife. You know what I'm saying? Because I was neglecting my children. So, you know, because, you know, it's amazing man needs versus what's naturally in a real mother is the need of her child. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's the need.
Right.
So we as real mothers get conflicted and the relationship has to be severed from the male because we get conflicted. But like, I can't really fucking please you, nigga. You know what I'm saying? I want to continue to nurture this baby, not you. So, but we don't express it because I didn't even know what was going on. Like I said, like I was a mother at 15, but I didn't have no man. You know what I'm saying? But my other two children, I was married with a fucking nigga, and I didn't know what it was really going on with me, and he didn't know either. You know what I'm saying? So it was more like he was raising demands of me being less than a wife for him. You know what I'm saying? But he never shitted on me being a great goddamn mama. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, he wanted me to fulfill wifey fucking duties. I'm like, nigga. First of all, motherfucker, I got four kids, and they all goddamn knee-high. The fuck is you think this shit going to be? But I didn't know how to explain it, you know what I'm saying? But I just fought it, you know what I'm saying? I had to fight it. Like, I couldn't express, like, nigga, this is what motherhood is, bitch. What you thought, you just going to have some babies and claim them in the fucking street? And then come home and be like, wife, my turn. Like, no, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck is this shit? Like, yeah, so, but if I knew how to express it, then he still wouldn't have got it because, you know, like they think we can be both. We can, but it's going to be neglect on somebody's part, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Neglect is a motherfucker. Like, yo.
It is.
You know?
It is.
It's a motherfucker, man. And some men just want to be a husband and not a father. Some men
right.
want to be a father and not a husband. I've seen, like, I remember my first story I heard in the 80s. The woman had the baby,
And the man wanted to be a father, like, forever. He's so happy. He would always rush to see, go to the baby as soon as he get home. And the mama got jealous and cooked the baby and fed it to the motherfucker when he got home and ate. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you really, like, everybody really need to know what they really want to fucking be like, for real. You know what I'm saying? Because that shit can get confusing. You know what I'm saying?
It can be, yes. Yes.
So some people be in a relationship to get a child. You know what I'm saying?
Oh,
and we'll say I do. We'll say I do just to get a fucking child. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. You know what? Another thing that could kill off a relationship when the child is born is jealousy. Jealousy is the worst thing that could happen. You know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's a lot. So you just got to study her. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if she'll be able to understand you, but it's the motherfucker. You got to study her. If all she wants to be is a mother, then you just make sure you keep her in her right mind as a mother. You know what I'm saying?
Correct.
Yeah, but if she wants to be a wife or a woman with a child with a man that's her husband, that's a little bit different. Then it could be in your favor, but the child will, you'll probably be getting on her more often about the child. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
See what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nigga ain't never came at me about my children. He only came at me about him. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's
a sign of jealousy.
Well, I guess, but I can't keep up. No, nigga, I still don't understand about, you know what I'm saying, like the children are our future. So everybody else sit the fuck down. Too late. You should have thought about that. I would have been sucking and fucking you off, but I got pregnant. So too late now. I got the kid with them. The fuck, like, the children are our future, man. It's like, the fuck, you are not the future, nigga. I am not the future. They are. So we're no longer husband and wife. We're mother and father now.
That's right.
I can't do husband needs, and you can't do wifey needs. We got to do mother and father needs.
Absolutely. So, yeah, the focus is going to be on the child so that, you know, so our sexual needs or whatever, not unless we're going to get a second child, got to be on hold because we got to, you know, look out for that.
Yep.
Look out for our child, you know.
Yeah, and for y'all health. Y'all old as fuck. Y'all don't want to leave that child an orphan, right?
Oh, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
The fuck? So y'all know if y'all going to make anything, y'all going to make health. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Y'all got to make sure y'all healthy, man.
Absolutely. You know, health is the number one key.
Yeah, you understand when that baby hit 20, y'all niggas gonna be 60. That's a huge generation gap.
Big time.
You know what I'm saying? When that nigga 30, y'all niggas 70. What the fuck is that shit? So yeah, man. I'm only doing 20 though, but when he 10, y'all 50.
Yeah.
You know, 50 is kind of downhill if you ain't got your shit together already. You spend more time
in
the hospital. Going to see doctors and have doctor visits and missing out on graduations and elementary and shit. Y'all got to really, like, buckle up on the health side.
Oh, yeah. You know, it's like now I'm doing a little bit weightlifting, cardio, you know, trying to stay fit. I
got to
stay fit.
Yeah, man, because, you know, that body ain't finna goddamn work itself out. But you don't want to be sick with a baby.
Oh, no.
you want to live forever.
I can't be. Oh, yeah, you're right. I can't be no overweight lover.
But as long as you're healthy, you know what I'm saying? Like, as long as you eat right, you know what I'm saying?
giving the digestive system what it needs, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the circulatory system, giving it all that it needs. It's all in the Holy Tablet, Chapter 7. It'll tell you how to pull off, you know what I'm saying, it. So,
right.
But,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, so.
Yeah.
So, do you know the sex of the baby yet, the gender? Or are y'all going to let the baby choose when it get older what it want to be?
He ain't going to do that, but actually,
y'all
it's
gonna
a
let
boy.
The child decide whether or not it want to be a it, a binary, a non-binary, a she, if it's a he, like a cat, a dog, a giraffe, whatever the fuck they got going on.
Well, yeah, it's a boy. Yep.
Yeah.
She's having a boy.
And the number one thing about a boy, daddy, is to make sure he see you love on her so that he'll grow up to love on the woman. Because he's going to be watching what you do. He's going to be studying you on how you treat her. But she, and he's gonna find no fault in it. I'm telling you, good or bad,
he will not
find no fault in it. He's gonna treat her just. He's gonna treat any woman just like how you treat the one in your life.
Yep, absolutely.
And
absolutely.
That's more important than being a father. It's being a husband, which he was planning on wanting to be later. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So, yeah, you got to show him how to be a husband. How to be,
a husband.
And you're going to do great because I can tell in your personality, like, you ain't no goddamn fuck-ass, retarded, stupid nigga. You know what I'm saying?
I can tell, right?
Goddamn, Raymond goddamn a humble brother for his wife. You know what I'm saying? I bet they all told her, girl, you better marry that nigga. That's a good one. You better goddamn say I do. Shit.
Yeah, I have my days too, but hey, I try.
Well, all your days are over with now. You better make sure she have her days.
That's right.
So, because he can see that and he can develop, you know, non-emotional. You know what I'm saying? He can be able to contain and control himself. He got to watch daddy do his thing.
Real talk.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Real talk.
That's very important. You know what I'm saying? No matter how she is, the most important thing is you, because that is a male.
Absolutely.
You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
That's the most important thing. Because we don't raise boys to be boys. We raise him to be man and husband.
Amen.
So he has
to be an example
of that shit. We raise him to get ready for a woman. You know what I'm saying?
That's right.
100%.
Yeah.
That's right. You know, if the woman
ain't shit in his life, your son's life, then she goes around saying, I had a good man and I fucked it up. But ain't nobody saying that before. I had a good man and I fucked it up, because it ain't been none. Because somebody been fucking up since the good man been born.
Right, absolutely.
Back in my mama them days, it was always, I had a good man and I fucked it up. I have not heard it in my generation and my daughter's generation yet.
Mm. Preach, Dawn, preach.
Yeah.
Yo.
I've heard men now say they fucked it up, but hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, they fucked up, like, real bad, but because, you know, that always stuck with me. I'm going to tell you, I was like, well, God damn. I really always wanted to say, I want to say that shit. I had a good man that fucked it up, so I can tell some young hoes that shit. But unfortunately, I can't say that.
Goddamn shit. I would love to say that shit, girl. I fucked it up, honey. I had a good man and fucked it up.
Yeah.
Hey, man, make sure you turn off your YouTube. You got an echo. You got an echo coming in.
Oh.
Reverb.
Oh.
I don't hear no echo, man. You sure that ain't you? Yes, I have.
No, I hear reverb.
I don't hear echo.
Yeah,
everybody hear echo? Oh, okay, well, damn, that might be me if I don't hear it then.
But I only hear it when,
and it's good.
when Raymond speaks. So I'm thinking
it's
coming off his phone.
Damn,
I'll turn off YouTube.
Cool.
Okay, did you hear it? Did you hear that time there?
It's gone. It's gone.
Okay.
That was it. You just needed to mute
it. Okay. What's up, Miss Goddamn Foul Engineer?
I've been here for a minute, you know. I haven't picked up. That's right.
Hey, Nev, you going to do Hot Damn Politics this Wednesday?
Yeah, we'll be live, for sure.
If Master ain't sick. If Master ain't sick.
Ain't that right?
Okay.
We'll be live.
If Master ain't sick, goddamn.
I got that.
But what else?
Yeah, you'll probably be seeing me doing 100 or 200 words a minute. Like, oh, yeah. This is what we're going to talk about.
It's all good.
Yeah.
Do what you do.
Yeah, it's all good. Yeah, man, but I definitely appreciate the advice that you've given unto me, Don. It's something that I really will take to heart. You know, I definitely always appreciate you and Ness. Always.
Well, I miss y'all, man.
Yeah, man.
I just want to say, none of y'all niggas ain't shit without me. Y'all need me.
True.
Every day I want you, motherfucker.
Wait,
I forgot what movie it was. I don't know.
Wait, that's the was that the Temptations? You motherfucker, y'all need me.
I think so. There, y'all motherfucker need me. Y'all niggas ain't shit
without me. Right.
And then that nigga said, I think it was, what's her name? It was like, and then that nigga said, night like this, I wish that raindrops would fall.
Right. Oh,
that's
right.
Yeah, that was Otis, man. Yeah, that nigga was like, he cussed him out and then was like, y'all need me. Night like this, I wish. Yeah, he thought he still had it, though. Fuck what you heard. All this was the shit, nigga. Thank you, Ethereum. Ethereum said, yeah, we do, Don. Thank you, baby. Or just say you, right? True. Oh, he said true indeed, Don. I'm just talking shit, man. I need y'all, man. Believe it or not, as much as you fucking think that, but you need me, motherfucker. I need you, motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? You know why I need you, motherfuckers? Because the shit I got to fucking say, only you motherfuckers can overstand. And ain't nothing like being able to get butt naked with some real motherfuckers and everything okay.
That's true.
You know what I'm saying?
Real for real.
Everything okay, man. And it's not like y'all co-sign for a player. It's just the fact that I feel comfortable, you know what I'm saying, to just vomit on you motherfuckers and everything okay. Just get that shit out.
You know what I'm talking about? You know, I just, you know, but I know why y'all need me, because I'm prophetic. I give y'all a heads up on every fucking thing. You know what I'm talking about?
The oracle. That's, yeah.
They
call you the oracle.
I put two and two together for you motherfuckers. I put two and two together. So y'all don't have to. So y'all can continue on your life and shit. And just come and get that two and two. You know what I'm saying? And go back, goddamn, being great. And come back and get this two and two. I put that two and two together for you motherfuckers.
Down.
All I got to take is one look at it, and I already know the two and two. Yeah, put this shit here. There it is right there. That's for you right there. You got it.
Right. I'm talking about another set of eyes. Shit. No doubt. I'm thankful. Thankful for you.
Yeah, I put that two and two together, man.
Yes.
God damn it. And them 12 years of shows I done did. Mr.
Yes.
Lee. Them 12 years of shows, man. Neff been playing them old-ass shows. And all them old-ass shows, is Neff told me, is what the fuck is happening right the fuck now.
A fact. I be laughing. I be like, God damn. The last wait till I play the next one I play. It was, oh, man, you literally have a communist that comes on the show and promoting that shit. It was wild. I said, this is that shit.
Wow.
Yes. Girl was a white boy came on through. And the house full
of
niggas.
Yeah, man. Goddamn Dawn got revelations that shortly come to pass. All them fucking shows. You're living it right now.
Yes.
I really want to say, I don't say it everything. What else do you want from me? Like, what else do you want, man? Shit. Goddamn shit. Like, it's the same shit now. Like, you feel me? Like, it's on repeat. I can't believe this shit.
It is a little.
Everything that's happening has already happened, and it is still fucking happening. Like, it's no, like, I don't give a fuck the player name in the game. It's still the same motherfucking game. The same moves. Don't matter. It's the same bullshit. Same shit. That shit, that's scary. You know what I'm saying? What up, Lynn Nurture? How you doing, baby? So, shit. I was listening to an old-ass Dr. York. I was probably like 12 years old. That motherfucker said some shit, and I was like, what the fuck, nigga? This the same shit happening right the fuck now. This is a goddamn loop. No matter what year you in, it's already happened in other years, and it's going to happen in years to come.
Yes.
It happened in previous years, happening in this year, and it's going to happen in years to fucking come. That shit is a motherfucker, or months, or days. Who gives a fuck about the same shit? Same goddamn shit, man. Only thing that makes it different and unique is how we live our life. We can change that. We can't change this fake-ass simulation bullshit they keep spewing out, but we can change our fucking life. You know what I'm saying? Make it new.
Absolutely.
Make it some brand new shit. But the rest of this shit, like politics, goddamn, really politics, that socialism shit, that communism shit, that social engineering, that AI bullshit, that crypto been digital. You know what I'm saying? Y'all just don't fucking remember. Everything went from analog
right
to digital. You've already been in digital. Like, it ain't nothing. All they do is just putting a new name on some shit.
Right. We've been
putting
digitized
a new name
for a
on
minute.
For a long fucking time. Before we was even born, that shit was here. Everything is the fucking same. It's on a loop. It's just what you tune into. If you ain't tuning into that new, then you going to repeat that same cycle of that doo-doo. It's
real
bullshit. You're going to get stuck. Like, you know what I'm saying? I don't even watch that shit no more. I don't even listen to none of that.
Hey,
you know what I'm saying?
You.
It's like,
yeah.
even with the little, even with the girl Shakira, whatever her name, Richardson, I laugh every time I saw the fucking article that this bitch got damn on that weed shit. I just laugh like, y'all, this looks like, this ain't, y'all ain't seen this shit before. I'm like, what the fuck? It's typical of these motherfuckers.
Right.
The fuck? There ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing. There is, ain't no need to entertain that shit.
That I agree
with.
You know
what I'm saying? Ain't no need to hoorah that shit. Ain't no need to none of that shit. You know what I'm saying? When you are familiar with this same ass script, man, it's like, man, you might as well start to write your own now. It's time to write your own script. This is the same bullshit.
Absolutely.
Same shit. I was watching something a long time ago. Meaning, I was watching something like yesterday, but this what I was watching came out a long time ago. And it was all on that whole gay-ass shit. And I'm like, what the fuck? They been doing this gay-ass shit. You understand?
Right.
For real, like,
yeah, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, that gay shit ain't nothing new, man. Like
nothing.
Motherfucker, like, yeah, man, you just got to remember the script, man. They just always, like, revise. Everything is revised and shit.
Right.
You think you're like, going to get a new something new? Like, yo, they been doing that shit. Everything.
Yeah.
Like, it's a motherfucker.
It seems like we on the loop again from like the 1980s, like the late 80s to early 90s.
Said that.
That's what it
been
feel
said
like.
That.
You know?
Long goddamn time ago, I said this the goddamn 80s.
Yes. Yes.
This
I
the
see
motherfucker
it.
80s. That's why they never went into the year 2000. There is no year 2000. This shit ends in 99. They have to take it back. They take it back. They get the first transgender bitch everybody fucking knew that was on the Ebony magazine. They just taking everything back. It's no 2000.
Right.
It is no 2000. We are either in the 80s, 90s, fucking 60s, 70s, 30s, 20s, fucking 18,
never.
19. Black Wall Street is back. Okay, motherfucker. This is
right.
Fuck.
Okay.
Black Wall
That's
Street
real
is fucking back.
Right.
And that motherfucker is going to get bombed again. And then 100 years is going to be the the Black Wall Street of Stonecrest, Georgia and shit. I'm telling you,
right,
it's the same shit. It's the same motherfucking shit. And I swear to God, is it me or is it you? There's somebody who got some eyes. Don't it feel like Biden was president a long time ago?
Man.
Was a bootleg. I mean, everything that is happening with this nigga, it's the same shit that happened before.
Yeah, like the 70s. It looked like the 70s. All this shit that's occurring in the world. Like, ridiculous as...
And man, I hate
gas
now.
Running
like,
out and
yeah,
shit.
I was about to say that shit. Every fucking time. And I'm like, y'all know every time a Democrat take office, gas prices go the fuck up.
Right.
Everything's gonna fuck up. Inflation like a motherfucker. And I said that shit
right
to my mama. And I'm sick of these words coming from niggas as an excuse. They always say, well, I don't give a fuck about whether it's Democrat or not. I'm like, bitch, you gotta pay attention to this shit. It's always repeat. Republican take over. The market
right
is good. Grab everything you want when a Republican. Democrat, market is bad. Real bad. Prices are high, inflation, China
right
back in our lives. Like, oh, fucking shit.
Real, hey, tell
like,
it.
Like, you know what I'm saying? And some more sugar cold shit for niggas every fucking time. It be the same goddamn shit, man. It's the same script. Only with a little extra on top.
Right, a little added to the loop. Just a little added to the loop.
But it might have always been there. We just never paid attention because, you know, we were young and Jay got here.
Right.
But we
sure
got them Yeah, man, this shit here, man. And this shit here getting out of control at the same fucking time. I want y'all to watch The Mysterious Benedict something something. Whatever the fuck it is. Society or some old shit. Yeah, The Mysterious Benedict Society. Please watch that shit. Normally I say don't if you ain't got time. I ain't want y'all to watch everything. But please watch that motherfucking shit. Please watch that shit. It's on Disney Plus. It come out once a week on Fridays. And another thing I want you motherfuckers to watch. Loki.
Okay.
I want y'all to watch Loki and you'll find out that them goddamn thrones ain't shit but androids. A simulation and a simulation. And it's so interesting that in Loki, they find out, these motherfuckers find out that their memory been erased and they have no memory of their real fucking life. And they working for these fucking androids now, called gods or timekeepers.
Okay.
But they fucking robots. And yeah, and they had a life before this shit. And I noticed that all these people literally had a life in this reality or illusion before this shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had a life before they, you know, they don't even remember, but they had a life before all this bullshit took place.
I can see that, yes.
It's kind of like, you know, when you, it's kind of like before you meet a motherfucker, you had a life, but you don't remember you had a life now that you
right.
meet that motherfucker. So after you leave that motherfucker, then you realize you had a life before that motherfucker.
Man, say that.
Y'all got to leave these motherfuckers. Y'all got to leave news alone, politics, and for real, all that shit alone. You know what I'm saying? Not when I say leave it alone, don't let it mind fuck you.
Right. Do not get attached to none of it.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you are not mentally fucking strong, you got no business being mentally entertained or programmed.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, or mind fuck. It's subliminal messages and shit. You have to really have a Magneto hat on.
Yes.
You got to protect that dome of yours.
That's true.
Yeah. You have to be mentally fucking strong that shit don't penetrate, that you can laugh and joke about the most serious fucked up shit so it won't
penetrate.
Absolutely. Because it's all lies, y'all. It's all fucking lies, and lies can create your life. It's all lies. They done put out so much shit, got motherfuckers believing in one thing, another person believing in the opposite of it, and all that fucking shit. Man, this shit is a motherfucker.
True.
Strong-ass celebration. People shitting on motherfuckers because they don't want to fuck with bitcoins and goddamn crypto. People, you know what I'm saying? People shitting on motherfuckers because they want to be, they don't, you know, shitting on motherfuckers because they want a healthy life. It's now anti-dietary shit. You know what I'm saying? It's now anti-dieters and shit. The fuck,
right, it's
like so much shit going on. And so it's like you really got to fucking, like, not even let that, none of that shit penetrate your ass. It's like so many damn sides. What if I'm a goddamn a vegan homosexual? The goddamn anti-dieters motherfuckers ain't gonna like me, but then they forced to like me because I'm gay.
Well
it's
said.
Some motherfuckers, man.
Right.
It's some crazy ass shit going on, man. You don't want no parts of that motherfucker. You got to be very careful and shit, man. And everybody is, like, full of fucking flattery and compliment that is not truthful. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is the era of untruthful compliments and shit.
People are lying to people. Social media is lying. Everybody on social media just be lied to a mother. A ugly, fat, gruesome motherfucker takes a pic and everybody say beautiful. Like, what the fuck? What the fuck? Stop lying. You know what I'm saying? Stop lying. Like, for real, like, what is going on here? And then you got people who do a post about their life, but they started off with, please say something nice about what I'm about to say. What?
Right. Put all these fucking rules in it and shit. And before you jump on me,
Don't go in. Just say something nice.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Like,
all negative comments will be blocked.
So it's a lot. Like, I just, like, you just got to just watch that shit but not be in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? This is a lot.
Indeed.
And, of course, I keep all my shit to myself. Kind of, sort of. You know what I'm saying? I really want to disassociate, for real. But I can't.
I'm with you at that one.
I got to smite the earth. So there's, you can't dissociate when you got to smite the earth. You know what I'm saying? Now if I just go around smiting people.
I see it. It's,
yeah, like, fuck. I can't really ignore that. No, you got to smite them.
Right.
You got to smite them.
For sure.
Yeah.
Nah, I'm with you 100%. I try to disengage as much as I can. I ain't got time for this shit.
Girl, I just don't want, like, the younger generation affected by that shit. I still need them kids that point at them fat motherfucking Walmart and say, God damn, mama, that motherfucker fat as fuck.
Right. Truthful. Some truthful. No, they don't want truth. Truth is on fucking trial, If they call it, you can't be truthful. You have to be empathetic and shit.
Babies,
like, what?
My babies was like that. My babies was like, mama, that lady ain't got no legs. They just be pointing motherfuckers out. I never stop their ass. Yeah, let the motherfuckers know they ain't got no legs. They ain't got no legs. You feel me? Because sometimes motherfuckers be forgetting that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, you got to be reminded, bitch, what the fuck you is right now around this motherfucker. I'm going to be walking around like they ain't goddamn shaking the goddamn ground and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, bitch, you ain't feel that ground shake with your big ass fucking ass. Somebody better tell these motherfuckers. I don't understand what the fuck going on. Like, yo.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And we always said, we grew up saying what you know a true friend will tell you if you got a boogie in your nose.
Right.
All these motherfucking Facebook motherfuckers supposedly friends ain't telling them nothing.
Right.
Man, I delete every last one. And then they be answering back in them comments, Monique, saying thank you, every comment. Ooh, beautiful, gorgeous, absolutely stunning. Ooh, thank you. They got to answer back. But I'd be like, man, why y'all lying to these folk, man? Then my friend, you know what I'm saying, she's an anti-dieter, right? Happy about it. But yet she want everybody of the world to accept her for being fat and obese and shit.
Who this?
My white friend.
Oh, shit. Okay.
Yeah, my white friend Jennifer, man, my best friend. I'm still going to call that bitch my best friend. Just for the hell of
right.
Niggas jealous. Make nigga bitches right. Jealous. You'll never be. You're a nigga bitch. You'll never be my best friend.
You'll
the white
be my
woman.
Best friend.
The fat, the white fat woman was is will always be my best friend, the white woman. But look, but yeah, man. And I, you know what I'm saying? And I noticed that she be hating, like, you know what I'm saying? Like on motherfucking, she'll post shit. Like, she hate on everything. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, she health shame. You know what I'm saying? And she think, you know, if anybody big up working out and eating right and shit, that's fat shaming to her. So she health shame, right? For real, this shit crazy than a motherfucker, right? Anyway, make a long story short, the point I'm getting at is she on that mission hard, girl. That bitch be bringing facts, too, in her little comment post. She be bringing facts like other shit going on Instagram and news article, how they fat shame a black female model and shit. I think it was Calvin Klein, and people's like, oh, my God, she needs to lose some fucking weight. You know, some new Calvin Klein model, she a heavy set black chick, right? And but so she be posting facts like fat shaming and how she wants the world to accept, you know what I'm saying, us and stuff like that. You know, us meaning her, them people and stuff like that, right? And so anyway, make a long story short. So she they're a special group, you know what I'm saying? Make a long story short, she posted this long little message that she went back on a dating site, right? And got matched up with a few guys. So her and the guy started talking on the dating site, and then, you know, he was telling her about his life and how he moved back to a certain town because to help his sister, because she got into a bad relationship and basically, you know what I'm saying, lost a lot of self-esteem. So he started helping her work out and all that type of shit, right? You know what I'm saying? Get back fit and all of that so she can get more confidence. And then my white friend says to him, you can stop it right there. I'm an anti-dieter. I'm not with that, right? So then he goes fuck off on her and was like, well, fuck you, old fat bitch, this, that, and the third. Then text her and was like, fuck you, fat bitch. You know what I'm saying? Go find a fat motherfucker to be with and shit. So she done post up all that shit, right?
Wow.
You know, post all that shit up. So now it's my turn to read all the comments that everybody put. Now, for the record, now, everybody that left her comments was saying stuff like, you're beautiful. Oh, he should have. He's a fucking jerk. He doesn't deserve you anyway, right? And you know what I'm saying? And you are beautiful. Just a whole bunch of shit like that. And I noticed that, and I wanted to put in the chat, in the comment, right? I wanted to put in the comment now. Have y'all noticed that all of y'all are fucking women telling her that and not men?
Ooh. Ooh.
Yeah.
I like that. Right.
Yeah, because she really wants to be accepted by men. You know what I'm saying? Mm. By man telling her she's beautiful no matter how fat she is.
Right.
Yeah. But I was like, that shit ain't gonna help that hoe. She's still on her goddamn anti-dieting campaign and fat people and stuff. And y'all need to sell fat people. But she's literally only doing that for men. She want to be accepted by men. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't give a fuck. You fat. You still my friend. You still cute. You just fat. You know what I'm saying? Whatever fuck it is. You know somebody.
Right.
I mean, I'm not into women, so I don't give a fuck. But
right.
Most women are getting rejected because, you know what I'm saying, fat shaming is, you know, I mean, I fat shame too. I fat shame my children. I fat shame my mom. I fat shame myself. You know what I'm saying? I fat shame God. You know what I'm saying? His fat ass. So,
right.
Shit, I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But also, now, my dilemma is, I ain't really in no dilemma, just using that word. Don't take it literally.
Right.
But my dilemma is, I'm just using it, is that I really want to tell her because we go back and forth, right? You know
okay.
what I'm saying? But we don't go back and forth and arguing. You know what I'm saying? I say my side of my life and she say her side of her life. You know what I'm saying? We are not really agreeing with each other's life. You know what I'm saying? But anyway,
right.
But my dilemma is I want to tell her, girl, this ain't even about you. I'm doing this shit because my sisters,
bitch, which you claim to be a white sister, but my real melanated sisters don't need to be unhealthy. I ain't going to say overweight, because ain't no really no such thing as overweight. You know what I'm saying? If you base it on Mr. Cracker ass shit, then hell, we all overweight. If we niggas, we overweight. You know what I'm saying?
You're right.
So
yeah.
Basically, BMI and all that stupid ass shit. But I just want my sisters to eat healthy and fucking make sure they work their body, period. But I'm talking about my melanated sisters. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a shit. Like, you know, I see a fat white bitch, you just a goddamn white bitch. But I see a goddamn big ass sister that can barely fucking breathe, man. Like, yo, you a fat black bitch, need to fucking get your shit together. You know what I'm saying? That, I see that shit. Like, you my sister. We can't be looking like this. Meanwhile, everybody goddamn doing a campaign on bonnets. We need to do a campaign on eating healthy and fucking exercising. God damn it, not no fucking shitting on bitches bonnets and shit and head wraps. I mean, god damn, Negroes. You know what I'm saying? You can take that shit off. But you know what I'm saying? And you ain't gonna catch diabetes wearing a bonnet, bitch. You know what I'm saying? You ain't gonna have high blood pressure and shit like that, bad knees wearing a bonnet, bitch. You know what I'm saying? Like, the fuck? Like,
true.
Y'all focus on the wrong goddamn shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We
really
are, like, that's what I want to tell that bitch. Like, when I'm posting shit, I ain't posting no white bitch. I'm posting my black sisters. You know what I'm saying? When I'm posting some badass bitches getting their life together. Then all of a sudden,
now,
she turn around and want to post some diet and bullshit campaign and fat shaming by posting beautiful women that's healthy and exercising and look good as fuck. You know what I'm saying? Like, this ain't got nothing to do with you. You know what I'm saying? Stop thinking goddamn like what I'm doing is talking about your ass.
Wow. Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, for real, like, this is where I draw the line of race. Like, yo, I'm not concerned about you Caucasian women. That's for your women or your, you know what I'm saying, your side to do that shit. I'm concerned about my women. The sisters my women. The melanated sisters are my motherfucking women. It's a lot of shit we need to stop fucking doing and we need to start fucking doing. It's a lot of shit we need to let go of and it's a lot of shit we need to hold on to. You know what I'm saying? Because we are the mothers of all you motherfuckers, male and female, each motherfucking nasty-ass race on this motherfucking planet.
Say that.
And we are the real beauty. The real beauty, which is bold, which means fine example. You know what I'm saying? We have to fucking raise the fuck up. So this ain't about you goddamn white bitches want to be accepted properly and then going to add some black bitches to your fucking movement like it's okay. No, it's not okay. You fat bitch, get on our side, bitch, and do some motherfucking push-ups and some crunches and run a fucking goddamn mile, bitch. This ain't about joining with these hoes that don't want to perfect themselves and get themselves better. Because we have to live in this fucking body. And everybody want this body. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? So don't say it like, I'm trying to figure out how to convey that shit to Shawty. Like, look here, bitch. I don't give a fuck about y'all white, fat, Darrow, fat hoes want to be accepted, man. You know what I'm saying? This is about, you just ain't finna bring my black sisters over there to your side. That shit is unhealthy for us. We can't win that way. We cannot, I mean, we are miserable. That's a sad fucking life. You know what I'm saying? That is not good. You know what I'm saying? That shit not good. We age worse. Like, yo, y'all look like fucking big, fat, tall-ass newborn babies when you fat as fuck. We look like evil grizzly bears and shit.
Right.
like, okay. You know what I'm saying? Like, something is wrong the fuck there.
The fuck?
Yes. Okay.
They look like big fat. They look like cute big fat goddamn marshmallows, goddamn abominable snowman that you want in your yard ass type shit. But motherfucker,
right.
We already known with an attitude, angry black woman. Last thing you need is the angry fat black woman and shit.
Oh man, they okay?
Be a fine angry bitch. That shit go together. Nigga be like, oh, with your fine angry ass.
right. Okay. Somebody beautiful attitude having ass bitch. Yeah, be that.
You beautiful attitude having asshole.
Right.
But yeah, I'm trying to figure out how to fucking convey that shit. Like, girl, look, shut up. I applaud my sisters for getting their mind right. You know what I'm saying?
That's
what
it is.
I'm saying? Look at all
yes.
I'm doing. You
yes.
know what I'm saying?
That's getting your mind right.
Like,
yes.
For real. You know what I'm saying? That's a whole nother discipline for the Nubian sisters.
Say that. Discipline. Discipline. Okay? Working
yeah,
the mind,
thinking, man, say that shit. I ain't had that shit in my lifetime, motherfucker. This shit just popped up now. These
right.
bitches going hard and faint. That's
yes.
inspiration, motherfucker.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
That's some serious, that's a sister. That's inspiring. I don't get inspired when I see a goddamn fucking Olivia Newton-John, goddamn with some lead woman, some goddamn fucking fat. Faggot ass goddamn Richard Simmons. I got inspired when I saw my sisters. That helped me get right.
All right.
This ain't got nothing to do with you, bitch.
Mm. They couldn't fathom that. She may not be able to handle that.
Yeah. yeah, man. We got daughters, man. You know, they just
yes.
goddamn raised on the wrong fucking shit.
True.
We ain't even know that what the fuck we supposed to be doing. Working that body. The fuck?
Right.
It's why we still struggle doing that shit. So, bitch, bad the fuck, bad.
Right.
Ain't got nothing to do with you, bitch.
That's
got nothing
right.
to do with your goddamn fat campaign, man. Shit. this is black campaign. Now,
right.
Stay your ass on that side.
Okay. I said, I was happy to see Lizzo working out. I was like, good. Good, bitch. Figuring it out.
Yes, man, because our shit is internal. That shit creep up real fast before you know it. Goddamn kidneys gonna start working and shit.
Man.
Like, you cannot play around with their body, man. Years ago, it was number crackers, white bitches getting cancer. Now, goddamn whole bunch of black bitches getting cancer. That should let you know.
Right.
Nah, we got to fix this. I've never seen black women with their legs cut the fuck off. That's all I saw when I was in Atlanta. Black women with no fucking legs because diabetes done ate their ass. I never even seen black men with no legs until, you know, this era.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
From
sure,
diabetes.
Right.
Like, what the fuck? Like, this shit
yeah.
ain't, this shit here, this, man, if y'all saying they trying to kill us, then we need to continue to fat shame each other.
All right? For real.
The fuck?
Bad habit shame. Yes.
Bad habit shame like a bitch. Y'all bad habit motherfuckers smoke cigarettes and shit. Goddamn it. Bad habit, all that shit. Slap a motherfucker ding dong out their hand.
Yeah, right.
The fuck?
All right, real talk. Shit, no.
If they trying to kill us, man, because ain't no way in hell. Off riders
yep.
and shit, man. What the fuck? That's some goddamn crackhead shit. That's some
right,
old crackhead shit. That's some nigga shit.
Okay.
Now niggas getting Parkinson's disease. Nigga, that's some crackhead
right.
shit. That ain't
dementia.
Shit.
Man.
That's some crackhead shit. That ain't no nigga shit.
That's true. That's true. We did not suffer from that. It was not our cause.
Yeah, man, we ain't supposed to get the flu, motherfucker. You know you done did something wrong.
Man.
Oh, shit. I mean, it's like, man, fuck that, man. I'm only concerned about the preservation of the Nubian race, no matter what fucking species you is. You can be the bottom nigga. I'm still going to get your ass right. I want your
okay.
ass to see
you. Right. We'll see you stand up straight, stand tall. Shit.
Yeah,
straighten
yeah.
up. Straighten out. Yes. That's right.
This ain't about no goddamn for all, man. This is a separation like a motherfucker. My sister should walk, should wear her bonnet and with her with a goddamn flat stomach and a nice brown shaped ass.
Right. All right.
That bitch should have a goddamn six pack, goddamn bitch. Walk that bonnet,
right.
bitch. Goddamn, inspire other hoes with a six pack and a bonnet, bitch. Yeah, that's how I see that shit. That's why I want to be around more bitches like that. You feel me?
Yeah.
Health conscious. Health
Absolutely.
Conscious and health conscious. Because I need a lot of it.
Right. Own it every
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Every day.
Yeah, man. You know, like that nigga say, show me your friends, I'll show you your future. That's why I had to cut everybody the fuck off, man, because I don't
That's
want
right.
that shit to be my future.
That's right.
I want bitches in their right fucking mind. I ain't got no choice but to level up.
All right. I love that. That's rising tide, the rising water.
Yeah.
You know, right. Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, man, that's what we need to see, some real inspiration, man. Not a motherfucker
yeah.
like, accept yourself for what you is. No, the fuck I'm not. The fuck?
Right.
I ain't finna accept this when goddamn
right.
I know I could be that. Like, you know,
right.
this, goddamn. Like, goddamn, show a bitch the way it is.
More to get
I
better.
Yeah,
right.
I'm not finna accept diabetes, motherfucker. I'm about to beat the hell out of that hoe.
Yes.
About to get that shit up out of player. You know, so I'm not finna accept goddamn, I'm about to change my whole goddamn lifestyle. I'm not finna accept all this shit.
Won't do it. Not gonna do it. Not accepting none of that.
Yeah. Like I always say, it's okay to hate yourself, because then you'll start goddamn working on you so you can love yourself.
All right.
It's okay to hate that shit, goddamn it. But then I think about all these women with children and shit, like, man, do you know some bad shit could fucking happen to your goddamn ass based on the fact you be neglecting your health? That's some scary-ass shit. You know, somehow, like, man, you gonna leave these guys, and these kids gonna be orphans.
That's the truth, Don.
I'm saying, I
yeah.
never met, like, I mean, my grandmama died when she was 9. That nigga put too many babies in her belly, she couldn't take that shit. That's a lot of pressure. You know what I'm saying? You know, like, that would be a motherfucker. I don't know what she died from, though, but she, yeah. But you get what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Like that's something bad happened. It wasn't like she was murdered. You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, like, you know what I'm saying? Mother's supposed to at least live forever until she got damn ready, like, I can leave you motherfuckers now. Bye.
Right. Right, I did what I was supposed to do. Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying, but shit.
Yes.
Like, I be thinking about that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah, man, like, that's some old... Man, and the disease and illness are kicking in them 20-year-olds. First, man, back in the day, now, it would start kicking in the old motherfuckers. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like my mama aunt, that bitch died of cancer. After she was diagnosed,
She lived for another year, but tell me how old the bitch was.
Oh,
she was 98.
Right.
Yeah, you see what I'm saying?
Yes, I do.
She was 98.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying? That when she caught
right.
that shit.
GPS signal acquired.
Right.
But now, goddamn, these motherfuckers catching cancer, goddamn, 8, 9, 10 years old, nickel kids. Like, what the fuck are you feeding your kids? Cancer, bitch?
Come on, man. Black children.
And then, goddamn, man. Then, I mean, like, we ain't goddamn, like, nigga, the only thing we caught was an ass whooping. The fuck?
Right. These black children got type 2 diabetes at 10 years old.
Yeah.
Calling it
you
adolescent diabetes and shit. Yeah, man, it's wild.
Yeah, so it's like, yo, like, I thought, oh, these old folk diseases and illness. Motherfuckers catching that shit young.
Yes.
I was like, yo, you got to fight that shit. You got to eat off the earth, man, and walk the earth more than you goddamn sit on the goddamn man on the fucking leather couch. You gotta walk the earth and eat off the earth. That's the motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
I don't give a fuck about them crackers like that, man. Shit, I'm only concerned about the oldest living entity on the planet, and that's the Nubian woman.
Yes. True indeed.
You know what I'm saying? The first to come, the first on this bitch, our shit. The first.
That's right.
Yeah, so. That's what I'm big on, man. Like, I'll be all right. I can die now. Shit. My children don't need my motherfucking ass. But they would like to need me. But I can fucking croak now. Shit. God damn it. But they ain't gonna be no orphans. I tell you that much.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It's just, I mean, you know, hey, you can get hit by a bus, but at least you'll be fine as fuck in that casket.
You wild. Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, yeah. Like, it ain't even about, it's really not about death. It's about illness and sickness and diseases. You just want to get the fuck away from it. You can't really escape death, but you can escape sickness and illness and diseases and shit. You know what I'm saying?
Indeed.
That you can. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. That you can fight off. That you can eliminate. Yes.
You can avoid, and avoidance is good. You can avoid the hell out of that shit. So
that's right.
Yeah, and you can avoid depression. Just stay away from motherfuckers. And they're right.
That's right.
And I noticed, man, now it's like you eat the wrong fucking food. That motherfucker must got some nanobites or some of shit in the fucking goddamn food that goddamn send off depression to the brain. It's like all this, like for real, man, I get depressed now. I eat the same shit and be happy. Now I eat the same shit and be sad.
I want to
see that. Myself after I ate a meal. Like, this shit is not working. Like, they sending off some shit to the fucking brain, shouting. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn, back then I used to be able to eat the same shit and feel good about my life. I eat the same shit now and feel like, I be like, man, life ain't even worth living. Like, what's the point of living? This after I ate that shit.
it's not a dopamine no more, literally, you know?
No, it's some nanobites in that shit. It's about depression, the shit you swallow. It ain't the same. Thank you, Ninurta. They messaging with the food. He didn't say messaging. He said message.
Yeah.
But add messaging. They putting messages in the fucking food.
sending that shit to alter your damn day.
Oh, for sure. That's what I'm saying. I agree with you.
That's your motherfucking ass.
Right.
Like, what?
It's not giving off the same neurological reaction.
And I'm going to tell you, the only thing that I don't get no fucking depression with is fucking vegetables and fruit. That's the only fucking thing. Like, everything the fuck else is like, what the fuck? I should die. Life ain't worth living. I give up. Yo, I've been on a detox shit. Neff. I've been on this detox drink, but it's all like kale and whatever fuck them other little green niggas are called and shit.
Yeah.
Green niggas and a whole bunch of spinach and shit like that. And some goddamn bananas and all this crazy ass shit. I forgot what else was in that motherfucker. But anyway, and I swear to you, I haven't had no coffee. I haven't drank coffee in like a long time. But that shit there, like, I be running marathons after that shit.
Okay.
Like, I don't even, like lay down, sit down, none of that. I'm on my feet, like, forever. Like I feel like I have a life, you know what I'm saying? Until I eat something else that day after that, and it's like, oh, I don't have the life. Fuck my life. No use of living. I'm noticing, that's how I notice, like, what the fuck? Like, when I eat some plagiarized-ass shit. Yeah, I use plagiarized. When I eat some plagiarized shit, man, it just alters my motherfucking existence and shit. I'm paying attention to that shit.
Right.
Yep. Yeah, they messaging. They put messages in the food. That's all you've been eating all week and all point and no depression for you. Exactly, man. Now we just got to stay away from that shit unless we want to be depressed. Be like, fuck it, I want to be depressed. Give me the pizza. Want to be depressed. Give me the goddamn lasagna. But, yeah, that lets you know what we really supposed to be doing, man. You feel me? It lets you know how we really supposed to be living, man, for real. Every second of the day, every first of the day, every second minute of the hour. Till we go to rest. But yeah, man. I ain't been on coffee, but I still smoke cigarettes. That's amazing. No caffeine, no fucking nothing. No Red Bull, no coffee. Yeah, man. They got me getting all my energy and shit from goddamn greens.
Okay.
It's amazing
what a
coffee cup full of goddamn fucking spinach will do for your ass first thing in the morning. Put some spinach in them coffee cup, heat that bitch up, add a little water, and then drink that motherfucker. It's amazing what that shit. Boy, you talk about some Maxwell shit, some Folgers. Oh, shit. That shit hit right with some cigarettes. Who would have known? Okay, I just made up that, Twain. Caught a spinach in the cup with some water in the microwave. Stir that bitch up and drink it hot. But it might work. I might try that shit myself. But I just been blending. All right, I'm lying. Now, if you know I get my shit blended, I go to a spot, tell them blend my shit, make it a smooth, and call it a day.
Right.
But I swear to God, I'm good the whole day. Like, I fast off that shit. If I get that shit first thing, now, that large cup of goddamn smoothie fucking kale, spinach, and whatever the fuck else in that motherfucker, girl. I don't hunger. I don't even have a thought of getting something to eat.
Right. It'll do that.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. I'm like, what the fuck? And I just been going nonstop. nonstop, man. I can, like, go forever. As long as I get that shit.
Right.
Yup. Yup. And then I remind myself, girl, stick to liquefying. Stick to, you know what I'm saying, having your fucking dinner chopped up in a blender or some shit, drinking it in your breakfast.
Right.
But I only do it one time, Monique, one fucking time. I get it one time, a large-ass smoothie. And, girl, I'm good to the next day. Yup. Good to the next day. You too, Miss Sugar P. Yeah. Like, and on the rest of the day, I was just drinking water and eating goddamn ice. But I have been drinking pineapple juice because study shows that it increased your vision. So that's the only thing I drink outside of water is pineapple juice so I get my vision corrected. Yup. That's it. You buy me a whole bunch of pineapple juice. Drink that shit out the jar now. Walk around like a nigga in the hood. Swinging out the jar. Big ass jar of pineapple. Pineapple juice.
Okay.
All right. All I have to do is every day, Sugar P, is remind myself, what up, Jean? Is remind myself, bitch, don't go for the bullshit. Go get your green. All I have to do is remind myself. You feel me? Make sure you get that. You good. You'll have a healthy day. You know what I'm saying? Mentally, physically, spiritually, healthy day. Yep. Man, yeah, the body will work for you. I tell you that much. If you get that motherfucker the right goddamn ingredients, you will ever, you don't have to hunger no more. Or have a taste. Like, I have no taste for nothing. You know what I'm saying? No bullshit taste. I love the juice, but can't eat pineapple because they make my mouth hurt. Pineapples used to do me that way, and I stopped eating them motherfuckers, but I drank the juice, though. But, yeah, I ended up being allergic to pineapples 9 years. My mouth started hurting and itching and going through some shit, and I'm like, what the fuck? And I realized that my body said that was enough. It couldn't take that pineapple chewing. Yeah. I automatically start having an allergic reaction. Yep, but the juice, that's why I don't take a chance eating pineapples. But the juice works. Pineapple juice. But yeah, I'm only doing it for my vision. They did a study now. Yeah. They did a study with three groups of people. They gave one group one slice of pineapple to eat for 90 days. Another group, two slices to eat every day for 90 days. The third group, three slices to eat for 90 days. The first group vision increased, let's say, by 10% or 20. The second group vision increased by 30 to 40%. And the one that was eating pineapple three slices a day for 90 days increased about 60 to 75%. Vision increase, yeah. It's a cure for everything.
And that's the truth. I believe that.
Yeah. That's courtesy of Iset told me that shit. I was like, bitch, I'm going to fucking get that shit. But I can't eat. You know what I'm saying? Pineapples. I'm not a fruit eater. I'm a fruit drinker. Yeah.
Right.
I'm a fruit. That's fruit to sit there and rot fucking with me. But if it's a juice, I can drink it. Yep. Yeah, I don't know how to just sit and eat fruit. I like to eat food. Which I got to learn how not to eat food ever again.
because you don't know what the fuck that is. You know, you don't know what food is. You just eat it. If it's food, you're not supposed to eat it.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know what food is. It's a non-veggie and a non-fucking fruit. That's a food. That's what food is. A non-veggie, a non-fruit, everything. Yeah. So, yeah, man, that's my dilemma. That was it. You got anything else now? Okay, I got about what? 10 more minutes? 13 more minutes?
No, 333,
right? For 333, yeah.
333? Yeah.
Yeah,
11, 12 minutes.
To release these motherfuckers from captivity when that shit hit 333.
Fine.
Who is that? That's Adonai here and me.
You know it.
That'd what
be
up,
him.
Adonai?
Open, Twitter,
yeah, this is.
But overall, ladies and gentlemen, life is good, ain't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
Overall,
you know?
Right. Everybody likes you. If you're struggling with anything, I can help you unstruggle. You just need a good cussing out here and there, every now and then.
Right.
You need a rude awakening. You need a good slap. Wake your ass back up. You know what I'm saying? And that's what I'm here for. I'm not going to tell you to pray to God and all that dumb ass shit and be strong. I ain't tell you none of that. I'm going to tell you walk away from that shit, be a weak bitch, and throw it all away.
Right.
We ain't going to be handling all that bullshit on us. The fuck, you remember now, the mission is to be light as a feather. So get rid of some of that, all that bullshit.
Get it off of you. That's right.
Yeah, get that shit off your motherfucking ass. If
that's
you don't like it, just get rid of it. And this ain't religion. We ain't finna hold on to a goddamn thing. If that shit holding us back, we gonna let that shit go. You
know
what I mean? Fuck that. If this shit fucking stopping us or fucking us up, man, fuck that shit. Get rid of it. No matter what it is. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no fucking reward in that shit. Y'all know that. Ain't no fucking reward. And being crucified, motherfucker, bastard. You ain't got to bear no goddamn cross. Fuck that shit. Give a fuck.
If for no one
hard,
or no thing.
Throw it in the trash. If it's too hard for you to bear, bitch, get rid of it. Like that dumbass saying, God don't put too much on you, you can't handle. Throw that shit back to that motherfucker and tell him I can't handle this shit, bitch. Give it to another motherfucker.
Right.
The fuck? They always want the slave mind to bear all this bullshit. You ain't no slave mind no more. You ain't got the fucking babe. No, fuck that. Slavery mentality is over. You ain't got the fucking haul. Shit. You hear me?
Yes.
You ain't got to fucking endure a goddamn thing. You gonna miss out on a goddamn a stress-free fucking life. Goddamn, you about to get something. On to us some goddamn reward for that. You're getting shit. You just gonna miss out on your true life being able to walk with nothing in your fucking hand. Nothing on your shoulder. God damn it. Shit, fuck that. Shake that shit off. God damn it. It's your goddamn life. You don't need a million motherfuckers on top of you. Fuck them. You know what I'm saying? And then I don't even know why I'm talking this shit. We all goddamn claim to be grown-ass men and women. You grown as fuck, then drop it. Then just the we are not supposed to be having no pep talk on each other. We are experienced motherfucking people. Say, I'm a grown-ass this shit. If you grown, motherfucker, why you still stuck in that bullshit? Grown
right.
Ain't a goddamn burden. You hear me? I ain't finna fucking go through hell
or hot water. Fuck that shit. Children go through that shit. Children have to be forced to goddamn go to school and do all that fuck shit and come out dumb. Motherfucker, you ain't got to go through no fuck shit and come out dumb. You supposed to be the smartest motherfucker for the kids. You know what I'm saying? Supposed to be a smart motherfucker like goddamn Tony Stark. I'll just cut the fucking wire. I'm not gonna lay her down on the ground on top of a wire and let my fellow brother walk on top of me. Cut myself all the fuck up. I'm just gonna cut the fucking wire. The fuck? Gotta be intelligent now, man. You know what I'm saying? You gotta show these young ass motherfuckers how to fucking walk away. You know what I'm saying? I understand. Stop that be strong ass pep talk bullshit. You better tell them walk away. Walk away. Walk the fuck away. You don't like that school? Then walk the fuck away from it. You hate that teacher? Then walk away from that teacher. God damn it. God damn it. Walk the fuck away. You ain't got to take that shit. This thing, you ain't forced to do some shit you don't want to fucking do. You can walk away from that. They need to learn that shit. That's why so many motherfuckers our age never don't know how to walk away because they was forced to stay in that bullshit.
True.
As a child. You know what I'm saying? You don't like that shit, Shawty. I'm waiting on you to leave. Then I'll leave with your ass, Shawty. Fuck that shit. That ain't for you. That ain't for you. Shit.
That's real. If it ain't for you,
when you
find what's
for you, you tend to correct yourself for it. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
It's some natural respondents type shit.
It is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Yeah.
You get right for it. Yes.
Hell yeah, like you wanted that much, motherfucker. You gonna cut other motherfuckers out for it. You feel me?
Right.
You
real talk.
What the shit say? You gonna lose sleep for it, goddamn it. You gonna motherfucker learn how to stay up an hour goddamn longer and shit. And wake up an hour earlier for it. Your whole discipline changes. But some
that's
shit
true.
That's naturally for you. When shit ain't naturally yours, man, you end up self-neglect and shit, neglecting yourself.
Right.
Oh, the fuck, you don't perfect yourself in it, man. That shit there is a decline.
Absolutely.
That is a descent, not a ascent.
Right.
God damn it. That's how you should always fucking know. You'll know what's for you because that motherfucker had you more disciplined. When that shit ain't for you, that you start to lose yourself, lose this, the little discipline you got, you just fucked up. That's how
real
you know.
Talk.
Got down like fucking just low self, or you lose all that shit, man. Fuck that. Goddamn, we older now, man. Goddamn, walk away from these fucktards. Walk away from person, place, and thing, man. That shit too much for you, man. You supposed to already know that. And fuck that, I walked out that bitch today. That's what you supposed to say. I walked out that bitch today. I want to take this shit. I walked out that bitch today.
Right. Gotta love that.
Goddamn.
Say no more, I'm out.
Hell yeah, I ain't gonna take that shit. The fuck?
Mm-hmm.
Fuck it there. The fuck you think I am, a child, motherfucker?
Right.
In bondage, bitch?
You know what I always hear? But I've been hearing just the last, I would say, month, the saying that pops in my head all the time is, you are the light, and you have the power over all things.
All right.
That's what I be hearing. That's what I be hearing, man. You
I heard that shit in my head on my walk.
Yes.
I heard that shit on my walk last week now. It just came out of nowhere. You are the light, and you have to
that's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
That's a damn truth. We gotta show our babies that shit, man. I don't like that shit, man. Fuck that shit. Let go.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? That way they can get used to be like, I don't like that motherfucker no more. You ain't got to say, so what? You should still be friends with the motherfucker. No. So you like that motherfucker? Don't fuck with that motherfucker. I'm
at all. Real talk.
Yeah, don't fuck nothing. Like, teach them how to walk the fuck away. You got to dislike. Don't fuck with it ever again.
At all. I've been giving that lesson to Janine for the last couple months. Like, for real. Like, and it's just, man, for real. They have to have that level of discernment. They got to know what the fuck they're seeing.
Yeah.
When that stuff be on, they do not carry any stress and none of that shit. Girl, I saw that shit starting to come at my, you know, my baby. I'm like, dude, you ain't got to don't associate with none of them motherfuckers. You ain't got to type a word to them. Not, I'm like, you don't, nope.
Nope. Person, place, the same, baby. If you don't like it,
yep.
Get the fuck away from it.
That's right.
No matter what the fuck it is. So by the time they become what is considered an adult, they'd be so used to it. Whatever happened to the sister? I didn't fuck with them. I moved on.
Right.
I don't know more. I stopped liking doing that.
Yes.
I didn't do that anymore.
I love when she say that shit to me now. She's like, you know that person I was telling you about? I stopped talking to them. She's like, because it wasn't, she's like, it wasn't helpful for me. Yeah, I be like, that's what I'm talking about.
Healthy is the key, man.
Yes. She's like, I started seeing what they were doing. Yeah. That's right.
Instead of accepting what they were doing, you're just stepping away from their ass. Instead of accepting,
that's
you're
right.
stepping.
Right, I like that. I'm going to use that one.
Yeah, use that, boo.
Yes.
That right, goddamn it, shit. Fuck that. They need to know that shit.
Yes, they do.
They need to know that shit because them old-minded ass motherfuckers fucked us up, man. We had to have courage to leave the motherfuckers.
All right. I had to build up the courage and shit.
Hell yeah, like, God, damn, man, them old folks don't fuck the fuck. Answer that goddamn phone. That's your enemy on the line. Ugh. Like, the fuck? God damn. Yeah, to fucking learn how to be strong, man. And you shouldn't even have to say strength. Should just say it's in common sense. Like,
right.
God damn it. But we had to be strong and shit. God damn it.
Yes.
Break the fear just to walk away from shit.
Break the fear. That was the story of my life.
Old-ass motherfuckers. That's why I don't like them old motherfuckers. They fresh out the slave plantation, man. They waited till the cracker kicked them out. We want to leave the moment we walk in. Don't like what we see. Bye.
Turn right back around, right? Turn right
back
around.
Yeah, this ain't it. I can already tell the energy. I don't want to be nothing like these niggas. Bye. Like, what the fuck? That's how our children should be now, man. I gotta have pep talk to my babies and shit. Like, what the fuck? Like, goddamn, I'm tired of telling motherfuckers walk away. Telling my children, but you should know to walk away, man. The fuck, I ain't instill that shit in your ass. You talking to the wrong motherfuckers. Talking to them religious minded ass people. It'll get better. Stay with it. Stay at it. No, the fuck, don't stay at shit. If that shit ain't goddamn shining for you now, bitch, it ain't gonna shine for you tomorrow. That's a motherfucker. Get the fuck away.
Happy New Year, Don.
Thank you, man.
Happy New Year, boo.
Yeah, bitch, I'm 45, 46, whatever the fuck that number is. It's official right now, man. Just came out my mama pussy, man. Everybody happy. Brenda finally got a girl.
Bye.
Happy New Year, boo.
Thank you, baby, man. Thank you, everybody, man, for being here for the birth of your Lord and Savior. Motherfucker.
All right. Goddamn right.
For the birth of God. God damn it. I'm glad I got that phone call today. I wouldn't have even known the day of my birthday. I'm fucking...
I wouldn't even fucking know that shit.
Great day, Nanota. Thank you, Nanya. It's official now, motherfucker, so you know what that means, right? I'm going to get worse because I'm 45. I'm going to get worse, man. I'm a half-grown beast, motherfucker. I'm a half-grown beast. Yeah. I'm going to be more disrespectful, more blunt, hell of a lot more truthful.
Hey.
You know what I'm saying? I'm going to be more brutal.
Level up. Yes.
Yeah, man. You know what I'm saying? However, I do not want my age to look like their body, though. So, you know what I'm saying? So I got to work on staying youthful.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I do not want to look it. You know what I'm saying? I do not want to look it, man. Which is another reason why I have to make sure I stay on fruits and vegetables because you don't age. You know what I'm saying? I get that chlorophyll, get that Corilla.
Yes, yes.
You know what I'm saying? I just want to make sure, goddamn, I am not trying to fucking age. I will continue to grow into wisdom, knowledge, and understanding, motherfucker, but not into this old, fucked up ass, wrinkled pussy body.
Right.
I'm not fucking with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm big on that shit. Like, yo, I'm not trying to age around this bitch. So I'm doing that reversal harder. You know what I'm saying? Now, that's why I just want to be a hell of a lot more active. Yeah. I break the bank to be more active, but I won't break the bank for goddamn health care. Insurance.
Right.
Medicaid.
I know that's
Medicaid,
right.
Stupid shit. Like
right.
Medication. Shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And I'm not going to break the bank for the cheat way out. I've been paying attention, man. They got so many cheat ways out. I've been watching these advertisements online and shit. They be like saying shit like, you don't ever have to fucking exercise or eat right. All you need is take this pill. Like shit, like what the fuck? And then they lied talking about they got it from the, they got it from the Himalayas and shit, a secret sacred plant,
right?
And shit.
The secret plant from the Himalayas, I can see it. That's how they be.
Yeah, like lying, man. Lying, like
the
look, motherfucker, I don't want to do nothing. I want to be active. You know what I'm saying? I want to be able to do some push-ups. God damn it.
Right.
It's some other generations, man. Like, look, first of all, I already don't like the generation after me. And I don't like the generation you bearing now. And that, whether or not Twain them got, I got to outdo them motherfuckers. I done outdid my generation.
Right.
I got to let them know, motherfucker, I ain't going to get sold. My back ain't finna goddamn give out. You feel what I'm saying? I got to let them know bad the fuck. You know what I'm saying? Anything you can do, I can do better, motherfucker.
I
can do anything better than you. Don't get it twisted, motherfucker. I'm going to always be your great one. The fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like I'm not competing with them motherfuckers. I got to let them motherfuckers know I ain't none of them motherfuckers you used to. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know somebody, I want to take some fucking kids outside and beat their ass to the stop sign running. Like
All right.
That's saying youthful. That's what youthful the fuck is. Like yo, like.
Hey.
These motherfuckers here. You know what I'm saying? I want to be that admiration. I don't want to be that motherfucker looking at me like, God damn, I can't even ask this bitch to come outside. This bitch, goddamn, she can't even throw herself a goddamn ball. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't sit on no fucking sidelines. Yeah, bitch ain't not 5 feet.
Yep.
I'm not sitting on no sideline. My life ain't no sideline looking at the rest of these young ass motherfuckers and shit. God damn it.
Right.
Do a whole goddamn field day. Yeah, I'm not living that life. The fuck I look like. I ain't cheering, bitch. I ain't on the sideline cheering and proud, bitch. I'm proud because I'm running with you, motherfucker.
I'm right there. Yes.
I'm right there. The fuck I look like. Shit. The fuck?
Yeah.
The
that's
fuck?
Real tough.
You know what I'm talking about?
That's
how
I live it.
Get me
yes.
House. Yeah, you gonna come get me. Y'all gonna wait till my car pull up in the neighborhood and be like, we gonna ask her as soon as she get out of the car.
Right.
They ain't gonna
you
ask me for no food, no candy, no can somebody else come out and play. They're gonna be asking me, can I come out to fucking play? The fuck?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Shit, because I ain't got nobody goddamn my age, man, that can play.
Right. I understand.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Like, goddamn,
I know
I
know what you're talking about. No, nobody.
I can't knock on that bitch door and that door come out. You want to come out and play, bitch?
Right. Right.
God damn it, I am not trying to live that fucking life. Fuck that shit. That's why I'm going harder.
Absolutely.
God damn, I done been an adult for too damn long. It done fucked my whole life up. I'm going back to childhood. Oh, you motherfucker.
Yes.
I'm going to be a goddamn child that live by itself and pay its own motherfucking bills, but I'm a child.
Right. Completely active.
Yeah, hell yeah. Time for that shit. Like, the rest of y'all goddamn want to get married, goddamn, and shoot up and shit, shout it down. I'm that child in the street talking about, I don't want no boyfriend.
Man, all right.
I don't want no boyfriend.
Yes. I ain't looking for that.
I don't want none of that shit, goddamn.
Okay.
I want to be able to hula hoop, hot scotch and shit, play with my goddamn friends, goddamn double dutch out here in this bitch doing cartwheels.
Yes.
Goddamn, fuck all that
right.
Fuck shit.
Yes.
Do some back
flips
and shit. The fuck? That's the best time to be goddamn laying up with some nigga, goddamn it.
Right.
They're going to make you old, goddamn, even get to goddamn 80.
Right.
You end up being old fuck with a nigga.
All right. Instead of I'm like, I'm going to the track today. I'm about to get a workout on the track.
Yeah, man, you end up, man. I realize, man, a nigga wants you old, man. That's why I have to keep reminding Doc, like, you're an old nigga, man. Like, for real, like, this ain't, look, boom. For real, man, old niggas want you old. Want you to do that old-ass shit, sit on the couch all fucking day and shit.
Right.
Eat, sit on the couch, work like a fucking senior citizen, come back home, eat, sit on the couch, go to sleep, hunch each other for 2 fucking seconds and do that shit over again. And then go to fucking kids, then go to the younger generation life to look at their ass living their life to the fullest and shit and all your guys.
Right.
Taking fucking pictures of their ass and shit.
Right. Like, yeah.
Like, I'm not fucking finna live this shit with these niggas, man. I want to act a fucking life like a rich, goddamn, crazy-ass white motherfucker. Cause
yeah.
Black niggas like, so, fuck that shit, man. Goddamn around, goddamn. Yeah, I'm not. That's one thing you niggas can keep.
Right.
That one thing, yeah, that one thing niggas can keep, that's bullshit, man.
Yeah.
Work, fuck, eat, and watch some kids goddamn live their life.
Bro.
And invest in their
life.
And you sitting there for 5 fucking hours, got up to stretch your motherfucking legs while you watching this motherfucker play ball. Like, why you watching this motherfucker play ball? You ain't even did a squat. A message.
Right.
Sitting there like a fucking goddamn, ain't no way in hell. Yeah, man, nigga tried to check me out of the game of life, man. Yeah.
They will if you let them.
Game of life and shit.
Right.
Oh, that's why I ain't fucking with that shit. That's why I gotta live by myself, man. I'm active goddamn till I'm like a child, nigga, till I get fucking sleepy. Lights are on. Noise is going.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I get sleepy, man. Nigga wants you goddamn turn everything out. Lights out,
right.
All that shit. You just in the head tossing and turning, playing with angels like a child. Looking
right.
At curtains coming out and shit. Like, what the fuck?
Ain't no bedtime around here.
Lights
out at 12. Nigga, what?
This shit.
Right. Yeah.
You got a flashlight on the fucking bed. God damn it. Like, fuck this. You get a flashlight. This shit.
Man.
Yo, live your best motherfucking life, motherfucker. That's the moral of the goddamn story, man. Get away from goddamn old, washed up, has-been. I don't know how the fuck that is.
Don, you
bring
got a call.
All right, bring them in, baby. What you got, Twain? You going to open their mic?
404-931, they mic over.
Come on in, 931. Did they mean to push one?
Happy birthday. Happy New Year.
Hey, baby. Great day, Sugar Pea.
Great day, Grant.
I didn't mean to push the number one button, but I do want to tell you, no regrets.
You want to tell me no regrets? That's what, did I miss something? She want to tell me no regrets. Did I miss it? I must have missed something.
She didn't mean to press one, but she
here.
No regrets.
Oh, got it. We're slow. Got it, yeah.
She got to close her mic. Right.
Yeah, Twain. Now, can you do it? Because Twain, you know, she got down a little slow. I need back of the wood. You know what I'm talking about? Twain got to catch up. I ain't got to know about that goddamn switchboard. Man, got to be quick.
Oh, really?
Thank you, Twain. But, yeah, thank you, Sugar Pea. I got you, baby. Hope all is well. Well, yeah, I ain't going to hold you hostage no more.
Well, here's to another right, one.
Say what now?
Here's to another one, another Gregorian calendar New Year. Love you, Don, as always. Appreciate you. I'm looking forward to you being, get your toys and everything. So you hear you in your
same.
Element, do your thing.
Agreed.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
For real.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Who's to say?
Maybe not. Okay.
Yeah. I smite the earth.
All right.
I smite the earth, but I want to thank everybody, though. Thank y'all for staying up. Monique getting sleepy and shit. Monique. I be reading Monique post, man. Shawty be wilding. But, yeah, I want to especially thank, for real, though, Neff and Twain and Zena for just holding everything up for me. You feel me?
Yeah.
And, yeah, I do. I want to thank y'all, man. That lets me know that y'all are paying your debts off.
That's right, boo. anything you need, anything, you know, just holler at me. I got you, boo.
I like that. Word.
I'll rock with that.
Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah, because I got to credit you with a lot of shit, you know. You did a lot of life-changing, altering things for many of us when I say that. So I know I'm speaking from experience. So, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
I pay off that debt. I do that.
But,
on the real, Neff, you play a major fucking role, like, for real, because without you, it wouldn't be any show going on right now. You know what I'm saying? In my absence. And that means a lot, because you have to do a lot in order to even do a Reloaded show. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Yeah. So.
Got to keep it going. WGAG Radio, man. It can't go. You know, hey, one of the first things you always told me was, I don't like silent. No silent on the air. No, none of that. So that's what I take to this. Always got to be something planned. Like, you know, when it's slotted time. You know?
Oh yeah, but I love you, man, for just being you, man. It's very hard to find somebody that could babysit your baby and do it even better than you when you got it. And Twain, same thing for you, man, because you got my cat, and I know you're probably doing a hell of a lot better than I probably ever did.
I doubt it.
Yeah, for real. I'm girl, please. Shit. I mean, I don't know if they still alive or not, but hell, they would have been dead with me by now. I tell you that much.
I be doing some of the shit. I be like, man, ain't no way, Don, doing this shit. Like, yo, some say, man, she ain't doing this shit.
That's right.
Mm-mm.
You got two cats.
Yeah, that's true. That's true, Twain, because I really suck at it. I'm not a good caretaker. You know what I'm saying? Never have. Yeah, that's bullshit. You and Neff, honey, y'all tell y'all children, y'all brushing y'all baby's teeth and shit. I ain't never brushed my baby's teeth. But I ain't give a shit. When they got the toothbrush, that's when they were able to brush their own teeth. They just saw other people brushing their teeth. It was like, Ma, you think it's time for me to have a toothbrush now? Oh, really? Oh, okay, I can get you one, motherfucker. Yeah, I'm just, I suck at it. I still don't understand why children chose me and man won't want to be in my life. You're going to be and cat. Like, you're going to be a neglected motherfucker fucking with me. You know what I'm saying? You're going to be neglected, goddammit. You know what I'm talking about? You're going to be skinny, frail. You know what I'm saying? Spanking, living off a half a soap, because, nigga, I don't fucking know how to keep up with that shit. I don't know how to. I suck at it.
Hey, that's great survival skills then, because they either be strong as fuck or perish. One of the two. And they strong.
Yeah, I tell you what, I ain't goddamn. You'll never smell my kids. You'll never smell it because they fucking. They really look like we gotta wash our ass ourselves and shit. Like, fuck. Right. Like, we just, I ain't finna give up nothing. Nope. I know nothing about it. I suck at it. That is the fucking truth. I mean, I realize that. That's why I'm open with it. You know what I'm saying? I realize that. I'm very open. When I find out some truth about myself, I'm very open about it. Yeah.
Right.
That's why I really tell a motherfucker, man. You don't really want to be with me.
Do you really?
You know, you ain't, because you ain't going to get shit. You ain't going to get nothing. I'm like what you would call a sorry bitch. If somebody looking in my life, they like, that's a sorry bitch. Then that bitch sorry. No, it's not the bitch sorry. The bitch just don't care. The bitch just don't care, goddammit. She ain't no mammy or no goddamn wife like that. I don't be fucking fucked about that shit. Goddammit. Goddamn, I always have. Goddamn shit. So, I don't know why people throw themselves onto me like, I'm about to get the best care of my life. You about to get neglected. Go back to you. You about to be ignored, neglected. Hungry, starving, shitty, like dirty. You gonna be everything, goddammit. If you wait on me, motherfuckers. Yeah, man, you gonna get blue ball and shit if you think I'm supposed to fuck it.
Right.
You gonna be fucked up. I suck. I know how to care for things, just not people, animals,
right.
Animals and shit. Yeah, I'm a good cat. When it comes to things, now I got that shit on lockdown. But when it comes to people, shit, is you fucked up. Any living creatures, you on your own. Yeah, so. But yeah, Twain, you are way better than me. You know damn well I ain't doing the half of the shit or a quarter of the shit or a third of the shit, whatever the fuck that damn full moon, half moon, quarter moon shit is. But yeah, yeah, man, you know I'm fucked up, shot the man, like shit. But I will say, goddamn, I'm back in the hell out of their car today. I put that on record.
Motherfucker, spotless.
Like a motherfucker, bitch, okay? What did you talk about, goddamn it? If it's a thing, I'll take care of it. Now, I will tell you enough this. If you ever need me to care for a thing, I will make it better than what it was when you gave it to me. But if you tell me to care for a person, it's going to be worse than when you give it to me.
I doubt it.
That motherfucker, that shit. Shit. The fuck? Girl, I fucking leave that motherfucker wherever you put it at. I put it in the corner. I'm by my damn business. Because they move around too much. You know what I'm saying? Things, you can leave it right there. Perfect. Press thing. Quick, you know. But God damn, you got it. And when I say that I was going to be a mother, I just mean cut everybody the fuck off. That's what that means. Like, I ain't really doing
right.
I ain't really do no mothering shit. Like, you know. But shit, like, you know. I'm going to cut everybody off like fuck it. You feel me? They still on their own. Yeah. So, I love y'all, man. I really appreciate love, y'all. It's 3:57, so I'm going to talk a little bit extra overtime. Y'all get some rest, you goddamn sleepy heads. And, oh, I got to go back in to end the show. Hold on. We got to end it together. Hold on, Neff. Let me goddamn get out the car so I can, So you can hit the Real Nigga Radio when I end the YouTube, so it won't be no silence. All right. This gonna take a minute. I done bought a whole goddamn office in my
house. Hey, 12 new Eastern Standard Time.
Son of
Man. Yes.
Y'all better listen to my daddy, man, because I never did. The fuck? God damn it. Shit. Goddamn, that my daddy, man. That nigga goddamn ghosting.
Man. Still a little surreal.
Mm-hmm. It's surreal, shouting. What that mean?
A little bit.
Okay. Yeah, it'd be like that. What surreal means? Like
surreal,
real
just like
super
it ain't. Yeah, like it ain't always all the way real. It's surreal. It's like is that shit really happen? Did that really happen? Is it really happening? Cause I hear him every Sunday still. So
I know.
Like a little surreal.
What did he talk about, man? I'm glad you listen, man. You talk about anything I can learn from.
Man, what was he? I was listening last week, last Sunday, and he was just talking. You know, he'd be on his correction and perfection, and he was on that. Him and King Ellis, and what was that fool named Kurt? Kurt was talking.
Hebrew Israelite, yeah.
Yeah.
Hebrew Israelite ass.
Yeah.
I gotta put a car in the garage. Shout out, man. I'm coming.
Okay.
All you sleepheads, y'all can log out. I gotta back the car in the garage.
Right. It's 4 a.m. out there for them.
Well, for them humans.
Yes.
Yeah, man. We got this to the reservoir, man. They can't hang, though. Humans don't know how to fucking stay up.
Right. I'm like, I'm on 100. I ain't gonna probably be up for another 3, 4, 5 hours.
Me too, baby. I'm wired, honey.
Right.
I'm wired. I'm about to get up, Shabby. I'm about to get up and do my goddamn 6 a.m. workout. Shit, so you come on.
I'm
about to brush my teeth, wash my face, goddamn, get my little smoothie, little thing, and then walk.
Okay.
All right. Walk.
Yeah, man. I start my day at 3 a.m. That's my new life.
Yeah.
It's going to be really new when I get to where I'm going.
Right.
Be really new. Hold on, Shada. I'm trying to speak. Oh, Shada. All right, now keep talking, man. I'm going in. I just got a million things in my hand. All right.
You good. Yeah, y'all. So, thank you, Twank, for backing up on the switchboard. For sure. Like Don said, everybody hanging out. As I sit here, and she was talking about working out, and I'm sitting here, I just popped on Facebook looking at a soap workout. That soap be going in. He be about it for real. He be working out. But, again, you know, we're going to keep it rolling. Tune in all the time for the Donna Colleone show because I'm trying to tell you, the shit she's building on that they, you know, her and the others from the past are building on is things that we can pull from today. Because still, you always got to keep, as she said earlier in the show, keep pulling away at illusions. And that's real. And continue to peel these layers, you know, of the onion or this reality. Because if you don't, you be stuck like the rest of these motherfuckers. When I be looking at people and looking how they get down and their train of thought and this shit, and they, it's like, you just don't want to be that. But that comes from continuing to peel back the layers and seeing the bullshit and understanding that this shit is all a game to them. So if it's a game, right? So if it's a game, do you understand the rules and do you know how and when to break them? And do you know how to control and master the game and to keep going up in the game, you know? Because, man, this shit here, but, you know, we just can't, nobody can get stuck. Nobody can get stuck in stopping, you know? So, I don't know, is Don cut the live yet? I'm waiting to see if she cut the live. Just waiting for the word to end the show. But, yeah, that's what it is. Another stab. There you go.
All feedback.
All right. Well, that's it. Everybody be good. Be safe. Be safe enough. To the next one.